news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following talks with President Trump, the French president raising hopes for a truce between Ukraine and Russia.
Emmanuel Macron said the arrival of President Trump at the White House had been a game changer. He said he believed it was feasible to talk about a truce in the war and the start of negotiations for a sustainable peace within weeks. Mr. Macron said he'd spoken to 30 other European leaders and allies, and many of them were willing to be part of security guarantees for Ukraine.
The BBC's Peter Bowes says Macron spoke with Fox News. The United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution urging an end to the Ukraine war while not pinning any blame on Russia. The U.S. joined Russia, voting against a Europe-backed alternative resolution condemning Moscow's aggression. President Trump says he backs Elon Musk's demand that federal workers account for what they accomplished in the past week or run the risk of being fired.
I thought it was great. Because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working?
Musk's action has spawned new litigation as well as turmoil within the federal workforce. Apple planning to invest more than $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years. That includes hiring some 20,000 people. Vivek Ramaswamy has launched a bid for Ohio governor. He has the endorsement of President Trump. Hospitalized Pope Francis. He spent a restful night, according to the Vatican. The Secret Service agent who leaped onto the back of President Kennedy's limo after the president was shot in Dallas back in 1963 has died. Clint Hill was 93 years old. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 39 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Tuesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. We had a big wreck overnight on the BW Parkway, and for a while, for about 2 hours, the northbound side was closed between Route 100 and up towards Arundel Mills, and through that area, that roadway has been reopened in the last 25 minutes, and the northbound side is already back to normal. Southbound, fairly active yet. Arundel Mills down towards Route 32, typical buildup southbound going into Fort Meade, down towards NSA. All of that is open. Beltway looks good. Nothing major. We're cleared both the harbor tunnels. If you're downtown early, about 20 minutes ago, there was a wreck right at the end of the JFX at Fayette Street and President Street, and you might still have some flashing lights there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's some rain, cooler weather later in the week. Today's another mild day. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. 60 today. Tomorrow, just sunshine. 60 tomorrow and scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 34 degrees. Baltimore downtown, a couple degrees warmer at 37. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Howard County police have identified the suspect arrested for a double murder in Columbia. 33-year-old D'Angelo Smith is accused of killing his grandparents at their home on Red Haven Road overnight Monday. Police say Smith was found in a parked car outside the home when officers arrived and he was taken into custody. The victim is identified as 78-year-old Jack Stokes and his 65-year-old wife, Barbara. Police have not determined a motive for the shooting, and Smith remains held without bail at the Howard County Detention Center. Baltimore City Council has passed a resolution that calls on the Public Service Commission to stop BGE's planned 2026 utility rate hikes. Council President Zeke Cohen says he's proud that the resolution unanimously passed, saying enough is enough. State Senator J.B. Jennings has penned a letter to the Public Service Commission opposing the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project. The proposed transmission line would cut through portions of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties, and Jennings says the project falls short of community needs, flies in the face of constituent concerns, and poses significant risks to the prudent management of taxpayer money. It's 6:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 509. Pick 4, 8475. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, a Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. And now, not only are people hearing you on the radio, but you're up on a nearby billboard.
Yeah, hey, Sean. Yeah, that's me out there letting everybody know that in 2025, sellers who want to consider a cash offer can sell fast and with certainty with my Guaranteed Multiple Cash Offers program, where I bring not one, not two, but 3 to 6 offers with at least one at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference.
So it's not like the most investors out there are trying to pick up homes for 70 to 80% of market value. You're helping sellers get 100% of market value without all the risk.
Absolutely. That's the idea. Why leave money on the table with someone trying to steal your equity when you can get multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference?
Get your multiple cash offers today by calling or texting Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was a washout yesterday in Sarasota. The O's and Braves delayed and then finally canceled by rain, not to be rescheduled. Birds will move on and host the Tigers today at 105. Charlie Morton scheduled to make his Orioles debut. Dean Kramer, who was yesterday's scheduled starter for Baltimore, will throw today as well. Meanwhile, the Sun reporting this morning that the O's and Nats have agreed to play an exhibition game in D.C. on March 24th. It'll be 1:05 p.m. It'll be the final exhibition game for both teams. The contest will mark the first time the two teams have played their exhibition finale against each other since 2009, and only the fourth time they faced each other at all ahead of the regular season. Meanwhile, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta and head coach John Harbaugh will be in Indianapolis today as the league's brain trust gathers for the annual Players Combine. DaCosta and Harbaugh expected to take the mic and address all things Ravens, including the Justin Tucker allegations. The Combine begins on Thursday. And the Wizards were in the win column last night, 107-90 over the Brooklyn Nets, their 10th win of the year, which means that the 1972-73 Philadelphia 76ers record of 9 wins on the season is safe for another year. Coming up at 6:35, the Tush Push comes under fire. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it. That ain't right.
Top of the morning to you.
welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up on the program here in this hour, we're going to take a look at a Woodlawn student convicted of second-degree assault back in class with her victim. Plus, an MSNBC legal expert, who he might be the next to go after his legal analysis of what's happening over at that network. But who's to blame for the sky-high BGE rates as Baltimore residents continue to voice their frustrations with the energy bills? The Baltimore City Council is now getting involved, calling on the state's Public Service Commission to end the BGE rate hikes. Here is City Councilman Antonio Glover.
What's going to happen, or what may happen, to those families that just cannot afford to pay these high rates? And I'm going to be frankly honest with you. I can't even afford to pay the damn rates. It's expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive. It is. I opened up my my most recent bill. Last month was about $500. Mm-hmm. This month was $668.
Wow. Now you have a heat pump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so about really cold weather, that auxiliary heat kicks in.
Yeah.
So you're heating your house on electric.
That's what drives what drives it up a lot. So, I mean, that's a car payment for people. It's a mortgage payment for other people. I mean, how are people affording, and again, all of this, and we'll get to the who's to blame here, but City Council President Zeke Cohen says that, you know, that part of the issue might be the multi-year rate plan that was approved.
We know that since 2023, when we went to the Public Service Commission and told them not to give BGE a multi-year rate plan, which would be taken out on the backs of our residents, we knew that these dramatic increases in bills were going to go up. We heard in our hearing last Thursday just an enormous amount of pain that Baltimoreans are feeling at the behest of their gas and electric bills. We heard from a woman who is choosing between oxygen and electricity.
Well, yeah, that's never a good thing. Now, the multi-year rate plan was approved by the PSC, allowing BGE to increase their distribution rates. And their argument is we need to replace aging infrastructure to comply with state and federal policies. Cohen said it seems like a lot of people that are getting a little CYA here, but everyone except for the ratepayers.
Look, we posed a very simple question to them, which was, what are you willing to do on behalf of the ratepayers of our city? Not your shareholders, but the ratepayers that pay your bills. What I heard was all sorts of reasons about the weather and about price of commodities and all kinds of reasons why the bills have gone up. What I did not hear from the executives of Baltimore Gas and Electric was a commitment to support rate relief for our ratepayers.
Yeah, BGE pulled in $500 million in net income last year, which, you know, you got to stay in business. I get that.
Yep.
So, Tom, my question to you, and what we'll discuss here on the other side, and who do you blame for this? Is it BGE? Is it the PSC? Is it the Democrat Party and their war on fossil fuel and the, you know, what was it, Climate Solutions Act of 2022? We'll get into the who are the culprits here that are causing these skyrocketing electric rates now.
And can you pay for them with barter coupons? Will be the next question. 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, with an answer to that question. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
I don't have to because I don't live there.
Notice how he dodged the question.
I know. Yeah.
He did not dodge it. It's the truth. I don't live there. I don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, you do pay. Was it Florida Power and Light?
I have Withlacoochee River Electric Company.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
No wonder.
It's a co-op.
Yeah. Who's in Chief Withlacoochee? Sure, are you Chief Withlacoochee? Whatever it is.
See, if you can't say it, don't get involved. Just keep your ass out of the conversation. I'll send you a pronunciation guide sometime.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chief Withlacoochee.
Yeah, good try.
Thanks.
The northbound side of 95, there's a vehicle against the wall here just before the Caton Avenue Bridge. The report was this is an accident. So right now it's a single vehicle in the painted out area to the left side. I think if the fire department's going to arrive, that may change things. So heads up, 95 north, if you're coming up from the Beltway and into the city. There's also now a report of a minor wreck. Haven't seen it yet on the BW Parkway southbound, maybe between the Beltway and the bridge at West Nursery Road. There goes a medic unit, by the way, going on the opposite side. We'll be eventually turning around coming up on 95. So we'll keep an eye on that. The Beltway west side fills in just a bit. You know the drill by now. Gets busy from 795 down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In the interest of perfecting my broadcasting technique, is it with Lacucci or with Acucci?
With Lacucci.
With Lacucci, with an L.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. All right. It's an Indian name. Yeah.
Question.
That means stay away from WCBM.
A question for the next half hour for the food news. Is that with Lacucci or without Lacucci?
It's Lacucci.
Yeah, it's Lacucci. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Right. And it's
well,
a co-op.
Well seasoned.
So we all own a piece of the co-op. So we have good rates.
Gee, what were the odds of that happening, right? WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Mild and some sunshine today. Chance for an afternoon passing shower and a high of 60.
Okay.
How about that?
Ooh,
next couple
about
of days.
That? Let me interrupt your traffic breath.
Yes. Did something else happen?
The Calvary has just arrived at this car that was sitting there by itself. Fire department, medic unit, and now they're blocking the left side of I-95 northbound.
Did you say the Calvary or the Calvary?
Calvary.
The Calvary has arrived.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. All right. It's 35 right now. Cloudy in Columbia. 36 in the
city. It's a religious experience here.
Idiot. Time for some one-liner news. After years of cleanup efforts in New York City's East River, dolphins have returned and have been sighted swimming in the river.
Oh.
Apparently they're going to do a new TV series. Instead of calling it Flipper, it'll be Flipped Off.
Yes.
That's what New York Dolphins do.
I like that.
Flipper. In response to those opposed to Elon Musk's demand to know what all federal employees did last week, President Trump posted a meme featuring SpongeBob SquarePants. Any federal employee who states they spent last week posting SpongeBob memes will probably get fired. I don't understand all the angst over having to submit five bullet points of what you did in a week as part of your job. I don't get that. Mm-mm. Are they incapable of doing that? Are they insulted by that? In the private sector, we have to submit reports. We have to do stuff like this all the time.
Yeah. Look, we've all been around a long time. You know, when you work for broadcasting, I don't care who you work for. I worked for Baltimore City back in 1971. They had 3,000 layoffs.
Right.
Sometimes you have to cut back.
Yeah, but I just don't understand. I mean, you know why I did it? Because there are a lot of government emails that are inactive.
Right.
So either people aren't using them or people aren't actually working in those jobs.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I did it. Yeah. Starbucks is laying off more than 1,000 workers from their coffee company's corporate offices. In keeping with that tradition, their pink slips will all be misspelled.
Yes. You know.
R&B legend Roberta Flack has passed away at the age of 88.
I liked her
from here in just a second. Allegedly, a government worker posted an AI-generated video. Did you see this video? Donald Trump kissing the feet of Elon Musk with the caption, "Long live the real king."
Nice.
The video played on video screens inside the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Okay. So, somebody in trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the employees, they couldn't get the image off the screen. They had to unplug the TVs. Pretty soon, Donald Trump will be unplugging the agency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know if you need HUD anymore. After 10 years, Lester Holt stepping down as host of the NBC Nightly News. And
you're going through a house cleaning over
there. I doubt Joy Reid will be stepping in.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd make a steal.
Yes. Well, he took her first job, right?
Or a third of it.
Yeah, exactly. One third of it is right. Grammy Award winner Roberta Flack passed away yesterday. She was 88. One of her best known songs, "First Time Ever I Saw Your Face," was originally not a big hit when it was released in 1969.
But Clint Eastwood then featured it in his movie Play Misty for Me in 1971. And the song then became number one for her in 1972. Here's Roberta Flack talking about that.
The song was out there. It had been out there. And every now and then you'd hear it on the radio. But it did not have the wide acceptance until people could associate something visual with it.
I wanted to do a nice idyllic scene where he was sort of reconciling with the girlfriend. I heard the Roberta Flack song on the radio. And I said, oh, yeah, this tells the story.
He called me in Virginia. That was a big thrill for my mom. Yeah. And we talked, and he said he wanted to use it. And I said, no. By this time, I had become a little bit commercially concerned about what people were going to hear. And I said, it's too long. I'd like to, you know, to do it again. He said, no, I'd like to use it. So I said, well, take the first 8 or 16 bars out. You don't need that piano intro. He said, I want every note, every breath.
First time.
He said the song just totally hypnotized him.
And the rest is history, as they say. Passed away yesterday at the age of 88. What would you say the most sinful states in the United States are?
Las Vegas, Nevada. So Nevada.
States.
Yeah, Nevada.
Okay.
California.
Louisiana.
All right. You guys are pretty good. You must have been to these sinful states.
And Florida.
More than once.
Wow!
Yeah.
You almost hit every one of them in the top five.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll start with Maryland because we're way down the list. 27. Way down the list at 27. Delaware is at 17. Pennsylvania at 8. The most sinful states. Number 5, Texas. Number 4, Louisiana. Number 3, Florida. They jumped up and Maryland dropped after Chuck moved.
Yeah.
Number 2, California. With the and sushi. Number 1,
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Nevada, the number one sinful state there, and of course that pretty much foregone conclusion.
Yeah. But matter of fact, it's even a five-gone conclusion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What makes Maryland sinful? That's what I want to know. Maybe the spending and the taxing of maybe condoms for kiddies.
Yeah, that could,
in the schools that would be sinful. That's for sure.
But how did Delaware get up to number 17? I mean, I thought what? Well, first of all, they only have three counties, and maybe the per capita sin in Newcastle County is big enough because nothing much happens in lower slower.
Well, you know, Florida got up there because they got the Withlacoochee Whitakerettes that perform on a regular basis.
Yeah. The Whitakerettes, I like that, man. Yeah.
The opening act.
Exactly. At the Wigwam. All right.
Wigwam. Oh, my God. Down to Waldorf.
There's a blast from the past.
All right. Yeah, buddy.
Chuck, see you in a minute. Right, 622, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That single vehicle that was against the wall on 95 North apparently did not have any serious injuries, so all the equipment that arrived has just left. And the person in the car also just left. So that's going to get back to normal on 95 North. Now we're looking at the wreck that is on the BW Parkway southbound near the bridge at West Nursery Road. So if you're coming down from the Beltway, you'll see the flashing lights on the right side. They might be crowding that right lane just a bit, so there is a backup there as you're coming south on 295. Would be better off if you're just staying over into the left-hand lane. JFX, you're good right now. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, it is going to be a mild day today. Some sunshine, chance of an afternoon passing shower and a high of 60. These mild temperatures stay with us at least for a couple more days. Go up maybe to 62 by Thursday. Maybe spring is early this year. Who knows? No, bite your tongue, Sean. That means we're guaranteed a blizzard.
Thanks, Sean.
Between now
thanks.
And that. Mostly cloudy, 36 in Pasadena, 36 in Parkville. So, again, we all accept this is the premise. Electric rates are now off the charts. Mm-hmm. Gas rates are going to follow that.
Yep.
Okay, so as electric will proceed, then shortly after the electric rates are going to go up, the gas rates are going to go up. And everybody's talking about who's at fault. Who is at fault here? Again, we do have an aging infrastructure. We do have a power grid that is aging. Maryland imports 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania, from other states, whatever. We're not manufacturing enough. We have to keep Brandon Shores open at great expense. That's all part of this electric mm-hmm. distribution charge. It is skyrocketing. The wind, solar, hydroelectric, not enough to cut the mustard. And let's look at the Democrats here in this state with a climate control, whatever the act is. It was Climate Solutions Act of 2022, where they basically said fossil fuel is bad. We're getting rid of it. We're going to have no gas cars starting in 2035. They have bills in the in Annapolis that all new homes must be built with electric, no gas, no fossil fuel connections whatsoever. So who's to blame here? Who is to blame at the end of the day? Some are very quick to blame BGE because they're a corporation, and don't you know they're to be hated because, you know, but by the way, we got to get our electric and gas from somewhere. Right? And
they're a corporation, but they're highly regulated. It's not as if they simply can do this without any supervision whatsoever.
Is it the Public Service Commission? Isn't the PSC supposed to protect the ratepayers of Maryland?
Yeah, except when you have a government edict that says, let's shut down all the coal-powered energy plants we have. Let's make it more difficult to use anything other than solar or wind or whatever else is fashionable this week, and ignore all the possibilities we have of fossil fuel use here in this state. So we have to import stuff. That's why it gets expensive.
All right, so BGE plays a role. I would assume PSC plays a role, but we keep coming back to one common refrain here, and that is the progressive Democrat Marxists who have declared war on fossil fuel in this state, and by their actions, by the bills that they had passed, the Climate Solutions Act of 2022 being one of them, where they created this Empower Maryland thing as well, which was a nice idea when it first started, but it now has been hijacked. And then they had a bill, was it last year or year before, in which you could no longer choose your electric company. They stopped all competition.
That's the problem.
In the state of Maryland. So we don't have enough power. They've declared war on fossil fuels. They haven't replaced it with nuclear or anything else. And now we can't choose who we get our electric from.
Yeah, well, that's where the current problem is, lack of competition. But the core problem initially was if you run up the cost of the raw materials enough, or the raw cost of generating energy, then it doesn't matter if you have a duopoly or an oligarchy or anything else, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, so as I see it, this is a lack of leadership on the part of the Democrat Party in the state of Maryland. Okay, and that's not being partisan. I'm sure there's some Republicans in there that, put like ostriches, stuck their head in the sand as well.
Yep.
But before they did any of this, they needed to either do a study or review what our energy needs are now, what they project to be in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years down the road, because they didn't do that. They actually went in the opposite direction. They didn't even project our energy needs. And what they did is they took out a 120-year-old technology that is fossil fuels, coal-fired plants, etc., and they took it off the table completely. So Zeke Cohen and all these Democrat city councilmen, they can scream to the high heavens. Governor Moore and Adrian Jones and Bill Ferguson and the rest of them in Annapolis, they can scream to high heavens. But it's their fault. It is their fault that Marylanders are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed over these electric rates. And again, I will admit, BGE plays a role, and the PSC. Guess who appoints the PSC? Do you know who appoints the PSC? It's Governor Moore. I think if it's not, well, there are five positions on the PSC.
Is it five?
Is it four out of the five? I have to look that up. I think it's four out of the five are appointed by the governor, at least. All right, your thoughts are certainly welcome here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Who's to blame for high cost of energy? 6:30, latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. State Senator J.B. Jennings has penned a letter to the PSC opposing the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The proposed transmission line will cut through portions of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And Jennings says the project falls short of community needs, flies in the face of the project of constituent concerns, and poses significant risks to the prudent management of taxpayer resources. The Republican lawmaker is urging all involved in the project to reconsider the path forward and engage in a transparent, comprehensive review that reflects the needs and values of those communities affected. The Maryland Office of the State Fire Marshal investigating a stolen FedEx truck fire in Cecil County. Truck was stolen from the FedEx Center in Northeast, dumped along train tracks Sunday, and set on fire at Red Toad and Bethel Church Roads. Damage estimated at $200,000. No injuries reported. Anyone with information is asked to please call investigators. Maryland Department of Health expanding access to school-based mental health services for children and youth. Officials say the expansion allows local education agencies to offer certain behavioral health services to all students enrolled in Medicaid. Previously, Medicaid payment for the services was limited to Medicaid-enrolled students with an approved plan. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in the January 24th murder of a man in the city's Northern District. 24-year-old Zion Clayton is charged with first and second degree murder and handgun violations for killing 36-year-old Anthony McMichael on Oakley Avenue. Clayton is being held at central booking. And city police investigating a Monday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4000 block of Frederick Avenue just after 8:30 last night. When they arrived, they found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound. Medics took the victim to the hospital, and no update on the severity of his injury. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 lottery, 509, pick 4, 8475. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Rick, on the BW Parkway southbound at West Nursery Road now has also cleared. So that little bit of a backup that we had there at the Beltway is now working its way south into the area at Hanover Road down towards Route 100. So a little busy there, but the lanes are open. It's going to get better as you're working your way down towards Route 32. But it is definitely busy right now towards Arundel Mills on the southbound side. West Side Outer Loop starting to fill in now. That Liberty Road will be back. If it's not there already, it's going to be back to 795 pretty quickly. And it looks like they're beginning to set up the construction area on 95 North in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's some rain, cooler weather later in the week. Today's another mild day. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. 60 today. Tomorrow, just sunshine. 60 tomorrow and scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. We sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Sarasota was soggy yesterday, and so it was that the Orioles-Braves game was canceled. Not to be made up, the Birds will take on the Tigers today under partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the mid-70s. It'll be Charlie Morton making his debut. And yesterday's scheduled starter, Dean Kramer, will follow him. A couple Birds notes for you. Closer Felix Bautista feeling healthy and confident coming out of his first live bullpen session of the spring on Sunday. The Orioles expect him to throw his next session either tomorrow or Thursday before making his first Grapefruit League appearance. And Colton Cowser at the mic, apparently healthy as well after off-season surgery to repair the broken hand he suffered in the wild card series against the Royals.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been back swinging about, I think, 4 weeks post-surgery. But docs and team docs were just like, you know, there's no need to rush it. So just kind of went with a normal swing progression and just kind of started hitting at the same time I normally do.
O's hoping Cowser can improve on his numbers at the tail end of last season. You might remember in his last 43 games, the Milkman batted just 216 in 157 at-bats, only six homers and 15 runs batted in. 329 college players have been invited to partake in the league's annual scouting combine ahead of the April's NFL draft. NFL brass now gathering today in Indianapolis. Combine begins Thursday. For the Ravens, general manager Eric DaCosta is scheduled to meet with the media today at 11 a.m., while Coach John Harbaugh's news conference is scheduled for 1 p.m. Free agency, the draft, the salary cap, Mark Andrews, and, of course, the future of Justin Tucker will be on the docket. Statement time this week for Maryland men's basketball. The Terps moving up four spots to number 16 in the AP Top 25. Up next is Tom Izzo and his eighth-ranked Michigan State Spartans in College Park on Wednesday night. Here's head coach Kevin Willard.
I just like the way they're playing. You know, I think they do have a lot of confidence. I like our defensive intensity. You know, more than anything, I like the fact that I can throw the ball inside on a consistent basis.
Talking about his Terps, of course, the two big guys he's referring to, Julian Reese and Derek Queen, both from Baltimore, both from St. Francis, combining for 30 points and 18.5 rebounds per game. And finally, if you're going to be traveling downtown over the next few days, be aware of road closures around the CFG Bank Arena as the CIAA postseason basketball tournament begins today, men's and women's, at 10 a.m. Lane restrictions and lane closures in the downtown area after 7 p.m. tonight through Friday. They will reopen at 12 midnight each day. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Tush Push gets pushed back.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Tush Push, of course, is the play affectionately known as
the Brotherly Shove.
The Brotherly Shove. Philadelphia Eagles have perfected it, and they've used it. They used it in the Super Bowl. They scored a touchdown. Well, The Athletic apparently reporting this morning that the team that's giving the push back in, to the league is the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have been outspoken in their desire to abolish the Tush Push. Their CEO and general manager, Mark Murphy, has been an avowed anti-Tush Pusher, as it were. And so, yeah. So, I mean, and I agree. I think it's a stupid play. It's not even a football play, guys. In terms of skill,
years ago it was a penalty
to aid, assist,
or push a runner.
Exactly.
And of course they did away with that. That opened up the door for this tush push or brotherly shove, whatever it is. I did see the Redskins / Commanders.
You slashed them, the Commanders. Why is that?
So that you would understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, because I've been out for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot.
Off for 3 days. Mm. Didn't clear the cobwebs.
Yeah.
But
not clear yet, by the way.
Frankie Louvu, during that, they came up with a strategy to try to stop it. Now, it didn't work.
Just time it.
And during the NFC Championship, they even got a warning that if you did it again, we're going to award them a touchdown.
I know.
Which apparently they could do. So that's, I think, one of the reasons why it's gotten crazy.
I mean, it makes football look like it was back in the 30s.
Yeah.
You know, or the 20s. And then there's no athletic skill involved.
That's why Bruce liked it.
Yeah. Well, Bruce remembers it. Bruce actually may have had a hand in inventing it,
right.
I believe.
Yeah.
What it reminds me of is rugby.
Of course.
You know, it's a scrum.
Now, if we had Haloti Ngata on the team.
That'd be different.
And put him with Patrick Ricard in the backfield.
Or refrigerator pairing.
Then I might change my mind.
All right, Gary, thanks.
Change the dynamic completely, right?
6:39, 21 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. As to the rate hikes, Barbara has some thoughts. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. I do have some thoughts. It's so sad to see this state just go down the way it does. I mean, it baffles me that people, or I don't want to say the people, because a lot of the people here feel like, well, it's a blue state, so why do anything? But these so-called Republicans that have not got the backbone to get out there and make some noise. I hear, you know, it's on the radio shows, but there's nobody out there screaming about this. They should be screaming about this.
Well, they do have the Maryland Freedom Caucus has come up with a 5-point plan that they've made, but it needs to get out there. There isn't enough publicity about what their proposal is.
Nobody believes in the old-fashioned way anymore, Sean. What happened to just going to crowded areas and just with a megaphone? What happened to that? Everybody's got to be cute now. They got to be cute. You know, that's not campaigning. That, you know, who cares about cute?
Yeah, you got to get out there and do a little street theater.
Like this.
Yeah, street theater. It's like Democrats do that. They do a very good job of street theater.
Yeah.
Not that it always works,
well, they
but
get away with that. And I still think that there's cheating going on here. I haven't heard anything a whole lot about from these politicians. Why don't we get a little bit of Doge going on here? You got the most incompetent governor, the most incompetent man running this state that I've ever seen. I mean, I didn't think anybody could be worse than de Blasio, those idiots. But I'm telling you, it's just time for people. Where's the Brandon Straka? Is there one Brandon Straka in this state? Get some voter registration going on.
Yeah, I tried to get Scott Pressler.
Democrat.
I tried to get to convince him to come down, and he said he's busy in Jersey right now and so on and so forth. But eventually he said he'll make his way to Maryland.
Here. And I tell you this, and I'm gone. But I said into this group that, you know, Big Dan Cox supporters, and I just said, I sent out, just put a little text in there, and I said, if Dan Cox ran for governor this next go-round, he would win in a landslide. And you know what I was asked? How do you know that? Give me a break.
Yeah, past his prologue. Barbara, great call. Thanks so much for calling, listening. Let's go to Richard on the Eastern Shore.
Hey, Richard.
Yes, good morning, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I just want to say I was in the plumbing business for many years, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Carried a plumbing license all three states, but I started in 1968 before I went in the Army. And after the Army, in the early 70s, they came out with the heat pump. They started endorsing the heat pump in Delaware. And lo and behold, there was an organization formed called the Delmarva Heat Pump Association, which, in fact, was backed by Delmarva Power Company. And the reason why they came and endorsed the heat pumps was they said that they were running out of natural gas. Now, when I first started my apprenticeship, we were putting natural gas lights in and sidewalks and homes and all everything.
Right.
Everything was either natural gas or oil.
Right.
But my only point is that this whole thing is being steered and it's all just money. And it's a shame that the American public is being duped into another price increase. It's craziness. It really is.
I agree. Look, for heat pumps might make sense for the South that occasionally gets cold, like Florida, Georgia, maybe the Carolinas. But, you know, anywhere, you know, mid-Atlantic on up, it gets cold in the winter.
Yeah,
and the heat pump is the most inefficient, you know, heater of homes that was ever conceived. Richard, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We do have to run, but it's a great point, I think, that you make.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. This was a bit of a surprise to me. We'll talk about what this MSNBC legal analyst has to say about all the lawsuits Donald Trump has been involved in. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, 643, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're at the Bay Bridge and looking west just after the overpass at Route 8 at Stevensville. All is well through the area of the old toll plaza at Sandy Point, going across eventually towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over to Parole. Everybody's open. Not much of a backup yet. That will change about 45 minutes or so. I-97 southbound at Route 32. Right now, that's doing just fine. Beltway, yep, already backed up now. 795 down through Frederick Road. That's the normal delay for this time in the morning. And a little bit heavier now. The Fort McHenry Tunnel seems to be busy early today, southbound around the O'Donnell Street ramp. So watch your speed there as you're coming underneath Eastern Avenue. It's beginning to back up there. 895 was busy after the O'Donnell Street ramp as well. Looks like everybody's moving, but heavy traffic already. And the morning work zone is now setting up some brake lights already. Harford County, northbound 95. They're working in the area at Route 24 around the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it is going to be mild today. Some sunshine, be partly sunny. Chance for afternoon shower, 60 for the high, and pretty much the same for tomorrow through Thursday. Might be even a little bit warmer. Right now it's 36 and cloudy and 734 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
yummy.
Well, we reported last half hour Starbucks is laying off 1,100 folks. And they're also going to be discontinuing some of their drinks, Bruce.
Uh-oh.
I know you're a Starbucks aficionado, so let's find out what some of those drinks are.
Attention Starbucks lovers, we're saying goodbye to certain drinks from our menu, including your best friend's go-to.
Can I get a venti iced half-calf ristretto oat milk shake and espresso with 2 pumps sugar-free vanilla, 3 pumps caramel, light ice, extra foam, upside down, double blended, in a Trenta cup but only filled halfway?
Yep, that one. For a complete list of discontinued drinks, stand in front of the guy who just wants a black coffee. Starbucks, simplifying our menu one overly complicated drink order at a time.
Yeah. I've seen them.
I bet you have. It's craziness.
You know what I see sometimes in line at Starbucks elsewhere as well, but while you're waiting to order, there's somebody, a woman, it happened to me about a month ago, on her cell phone, loudly describing to her friend on the other end of the cell phone what her OBGYN had to say during the exam she's just coming from. I'm thinking, I don't really need this information. I don't really need to know how your pap smear went. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's,
is there an echo?
Yeah. That, there you go back to with Lacucci again.
Yeah, Lacucci.
Chipotle's got a queso hack if you're interested in a little queso with chips. Love queso with chips. This week, Chipotle is giving out free queso, either as a 4-ounce side or a topping on your entree. Use the code QUESO25 while ordering ahead on their app or at the website. So all you do is buy a full-size entree, and the queso is yours.
Okay.
Now,
damn apps.
But you have people that do that for you, Chuck.
Yeah.
You are the man behind the map, Chuck in the Box, the legend.
The minions run out to bring us food. Yes, right. They do.
Wingstop's new crispier tenders are here. They're giving 1 million of those away for free. 12 iconic flavors, from the undefeated lemon pepper to the fiery mango habanero to the hickory smoked barbecue. All 12 different. Wingstop, again, if you want some to get on the thing, give away their free 2-piece tender add-on with any purchase today. Just hit up Wingstop at wingstop.com/million tender giveaway.
Okay.
And do you like Peeps?
No.
You know what really. Peeps are?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Just, it's a marshmallow. It's
marshmallow peeps.
It's a sugar-coated.
Yeah, marshmallow.
Marshmallow is in the shape of a chick.
Yeah, it's the
like
shape of
some coming a bunny rabbit.
It's what hypoglycemia looks like.
Right. Well, peeps, get ready. Bruce, they're shaking up Easter. Their latest collab is Peeps Sweet Marshmallow Milk. Teaming up with a Promised Land Dairy, the Texas-based brand known for its rich flavor milk, Peeps has now turned to its signature marshmallow flavor, and now you have sippable Peeps for a limited time only.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to Easter because every year, now the new tradition is going to be every year we all get together and put those brightly colored dyes all over our small potatoes. We can't afford eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you do what you can.
But the red dye is out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate
all
that.
All right, thank you.
It is 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Danny Cervelo says that Donald Trump is not getting his butt kicked. Now, this is why this is important. Cervelo is one of the legal experts at MSNBC, so you kind of expect him to walk into the studio and toe the company line. He says, you guys have it all wrong.
Over the weekend, I read all these headlines, and the headlines were like, Trump suffers legal blows. Another one was Trump get hit with unexpected loss. Here was one, major DEI legal setback. People watching those headlines are going to think Trump is getting his butt kicked. Mm-hmm. And then when he wins, invariably, he's going to win some of these cases. They're going to say, well, what happened to all the butt kicking?
Yeah. What happened to all the butt kicking? Which, of course, is not going to sort out until typically many of these cases are going to end up in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. So all this stuff between now and then doesn't really matter all that much. And what Cervelo says is that we're at what's called the stay stage. In other words, it's basically just, we're going to take a breath here. Take a beat. We're going to look at this more carefully, and then we'll decide on the merits of the case. But right now, all they're doing is saying, hold up for a second.
These are not major setbacks. We are at the stay stage. In other words, in almost all of these cases, the court is issuing a stay. That is a pause. By definition, it is not on the merits. Nobody's winning or losing on the merits. They're hitting the pause button until they can decide the case on the merits. And by the way, all of this is exhibition games or friendlies, as they say in soccer.
Yeah.
They don't count. They don't count until they get to the last court they get to, which in most cases, because they're of unique constitutional issues, is going to be the Supreme Court.
Now, I got to tell you, Sean, what was amazing were two things. First, I was surprised to hear this kind of analysis on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Secondly, I was amazed at the long faces of all the rest of the panel when they realized, oh, my God, he's not getting his butt kicked.
The thing that bothers me, though, this is the new normal. Now, the new normal is judicial activism and interference.
Yep.
Slow it down. They may not be able to stop it. But look, the Supreme Court only takes 60 cases a year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a numbers game. So that's what bothers me about this kind of judicial activism. 651, rescue natural supplements are there if you need them for your health and this heart month during February. And right now we want to keep your heart healthy, maintain that heart health. And one of the ways you can do that is with daily supplementation of omega-3s. These are the essential fatty acids. We don't eat enough or consume enough in our diet, so we do require supplementation. And these are the most powerful, pure, potent omega-3s on the market. They work. I take them, and many of our colleagues, listeners here, and family members take the omega-3s. I know Bruce takes omega-3s as well. And again, they help reduce inflammation, triglycerides, the bad cholesterol, the LDL, and much, much more. So use this coupon code Omega50. You can buy one, get one free by using Omega50 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or order online, res-q.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor incident on the shoulder, 895 southbound. It's right before you go under Pulaski Highway. They're calling it an accident. It's minor. It's off into the painted out area to the right side. They've been slowing a little bit there. After that, 895 slows now towards Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. 95 already this morning is slowing before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and eventually that's going to back up towards Moravia Road. So we're getting delays early now going south into both the Harbor Tunnels. The Beltway early now with delays on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Still okay at Green Spring. The west side is 795 down through Frederick Road. Typical ride there. And that construction delay underway. They're working now northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, nice touch of springtime here in late February. Sunny and mild a little bit later on today. Sunshine, but it started off cloudy this morning. But chance of an afternoon passing shower, 60 for the high. Pretty much tomorrow will be sunny, dry, and 60. Scattered showers throughout the day on Thursday and 62. It's cloudy, 36 in Severn, 34 in Columbia. And right now, you know, of course, Democrats are really pushing the condoms for kids in vending machines in schools. More on that coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. They seem to be focused on everything except keeping our children safe while they're in schools, while they're in the classrooms. They have failed miserably. They put, people that have raped individuals in. They put illegal aliens in schools, and they just bounce them from school to school once they get in trouble. They assault. We had the two moms on just, several weeks ago that their children were assaulted in the classroom. But, gang, you got to get those condoms in there for those kids. Now more violence and violent attacks at high schools. It's at Woodlawn. Morgan is a senior at Woodlawn. Our buddy Chris Papps over at Fox 45 did the story. She, on October 2nd, was sitting in math class when the 18-year-old was viciously attacked by another student who Morgan says she barely knew.
So she got up in, like, one jump and just started hitting me in my head. Like, she pulled my hair and everything. I remember feeling like a turtle, like, in a shell kind of position.
Morgan's mom says this is a daily occurrence at Woodlawn High School.
The kids are fighting. They're being attacked, being stomped in the head, being hit in the head. I mean, these are really violent attacks that are going on at the school.
So Morgan suffered a concussion. An MRI found she had optic nerve swelling. She has to take medication for severe headaches. Her attacker pulled out her hair by its roots and was showing it on a video, bragging about, I kicked this blah, 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 you know what, at Woodlawn High School. Bragging about it. And the school did nothing. Well, wait a minute, they did. They suspended her for 10 days.
Oh, that'll teach her.
Then they put her attacker, after 10 days, put her back in the same classroom. So that was it. That was it. They had to do something, and Morgan's mom, Teray Little, said that they filed criminal charges. They filed criminal charges, and they got a conviction, second-degree assault. And guess what? She's back in class again with her victim. So it said
victim
Democrats
victimized every damn day,
worried about condoms for kiddies and vending machines, maybe ought to do a better job protecting our children in schools. Here is, the mom once again talking about this problem in school.
I think that they don't care. And it's been so many incidents where they're overwhelmed. And you have these people in these positions who don't have a clue on what to do.
You know, I don't know if it's they don't care or they're afraid to do something. We keep hearing from people within the school system, their hands are tied. There's nothing they can do. They don't want to intervene. They can't intervene. There aren't enough SROs. You can't have one in every classroom. What they've done is they've set up an environment which is unfriendly and, according to Morgan and her mom, not safe.
Do you feel safe in that school?
No, I don't.
Not at all.
Well, how could you? When they let your assaulter back in school so that you can feel as if you're being basically victimized every single day.
I want you to listen to this statistic. Woodlawn is a school that's getting increasingly violent, and they're just tip of the iceberg. There are other schools
sure.
that are as violent or approaching more. That level of violence.
Yeah.
According to state data, over the last three school years, Woodlawn has seen a 77% increase in student suspensions or expulsions for attacks, threats, or fighting. Remember we saw that brawl in the cafeteria?
Oh, wow, yes, yeah.
So I know Ryan Coleman, the Randallstown chapter of the NAACP, instead of worrying about reparations, instead of worrying about condoms for kiddies, or teaching about sex ed and gender identity in our curriculum, how about you do one thing and one thing only? Governor Moore, it starts with you and the leadership of the Democrat Party. Why not trying to keep our children safe in school? Just make that the single issue. You got what? About half of the session left in Annapolis. See if you can focus on that. Just keep our children safe in school.
Kind of tempted to think that what you do is you put all the violent kids in one room together and say, have at it. We're going to lock you in. Try to behave. If you don't, if anybody gets seriously injured, let us know. We're going to go back and teach everybody else who actually wants to learn.
Yeah. There was a video, I don't know if you saw it or not, of a juvenile that was being sentenced. I can't remember. I think it was in Tennessee. I can't remember what state it was. But he was so shocked that he was being...
First degree murder. There's a consequence, yeah.
He collapsed. He thought he was going to get off scot-free. He's been charged with first-degree murder, and he thought he was going to get away with it. And so when the judge passed no bail and the trial, he collapsed, sobbing like, oh, my God, I'm shocked that I would be held accountable for my actions. Stick with us. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What President Trump calls one big beautiful bill may come to a vote later today in the House. A budget bill would advance major elements of the Trump agenda, including more money for border security and an extension of the Trump tax cuts set to expire. House Speaker Mike Johnson working to round up the necessary Republican votes while the Democrats, they stand united against the bill. The president endorses the latest candidate to announce a gubernatorial bid in the Buckeye State.
The Ohio governor's race is heating up with biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy jumping into the 2026 race. Republican Governor Mike DeWine is term limited. The Cincinnati-born former presidential candidate joins the Republican primary field a month after the former lieutenant governor John Husted was appointed to fill Vice President J.D. Vance's Senate seat. Husted's backers will be looking to switch their allegiance. Other Republican candidates include Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and Heather Hill, a black entrepreneur from Appalachia. On the Democratic side is Dr. Amy Acton, the former state health director. I'm Jennifer King.
Democrats facing a lack of enthusiasm among donors dismayed over the party's 2024 losses.
Many Democrat supporters say they're frustrated by the way the Biden administration secured their support on the premise Joe Biden could once again defeat Donald Trump, and say that the later switch to Kamala Harris left the party flat-footed. Still smarting over the failures, one anonymous donor complained to The Hill, quote, they want us to spend money, and for what? For no message, no organization, no forward thinking. Bob Agnew report.
President Trump endorsing Elon Musk's attempts to find out exactly what federal workers have been up to over the past week. And French President Macron calls President Trump a game changer, raising hopes of finally ending the war in Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 19 points. S&P futures are off 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having
trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing on the BW Parkway near the ramps at 198. Pretty typical ride there, but between Arundel Mills and down to Route 32, all the lanes are open. The northbound side coming up from Powder Mill Road, not too bad. Gets a little busy as you're crossing Powder Mill Road on 295 northbound. You have your normal delays on the Capitol Beltway. So far, no big issues. We're slow towards the Mormon Temple in Montgomery County, and definitely busy towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge for the traffic on the inner loop going around eventually into Northern Virginia. That wreck is minor. It's on the shoulder, 895 southbound at Pulaski Highway. They're kind of looking at it. Then after that, we're slow from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 already this morning for the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Your backup now begins just south of the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's some rain, cooler weather later in the week. Today's another mild day. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. 60 today. Tomorrow, just sunshine. 60 tomorrow and scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 36 degrees, also 36 in Hunt Valley. Good morning, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police investigating a Monday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4,000 block of Frederick Avenue just after 8:30 last night. When they arrived, they found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound. Medics took the victim to a hospital. No update on the severity of his injury. City of Annapolis warning drivers about a parking fine scam that's making the rounds. Police have been hearing from residents who say they're receiving text messages saying they owe money for parking violations. The city says it does not use texts or emails to collect parking fees. Anyone who has been scammed or who has received a similar text or email is asked to please call the Annapolis Police. Howard County Police have identified the suspect arrested for a double murder in Columbia. 33-year-old D'Angelo Smith, accused of killing his grandparents at their home on Red Haven Road overnight on Monday. Police say Smith was found in a parked car outside the home. When officers arrived, he was taken into custody. Victims identified as 78-year-old Jack Stokes and his 65-year-old wife, Barbara. Police have not determined a motive for the shooting. Smith remains held without bail at the Howard County Detention Center. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number from last night, 509. Your pick 48475. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Exhibition baseball for you this afternoon in Sarasota as the O's and Tigers tangle at 105. Charlie Morton and yesterday's scheduled starter Dean Kramer will take the hill for Baltimore. In the next couple days, we'll see the spring debut of the Japanese import. No tariffs, by the way. The highly touted Tomoyuki Sugano, the crafty right-hander impressing his pitching coach Drew French early on in spring.
It's everything that was advertised when we, you know, started vetting him in free agency, and
That's what our scouts said, and our org loves, we think at times it's going to be 80 command. So
Sugano, an 8-time All-Star and a 2-time Japanese Cy Young Award winner. Of course, the equivalent to that in Japan. Meanwhile, under the ownership of David Rubenstein, the Birds and Nats have agreed now to play an exhibition game in D.C. on March 24th at 1:05 p.m. It'll mark the first time since 2009 the two teams will play their exhibition finale against one another. And finally, Indianapolis, the scene today is the Brain Trust gathers for the NFL. It's scouting annual scouting combine. Eric DaCosta will speak to the media at 11 a.m. today. John Harbaugh will follow at 1 p.m. I'm sure you can imagine what will be on the docket. 329 players have been invited to the combine. The draft order, by the way, this year, Titans, Browns, and Giants will have the first three picks in April. Coming up at 7:35, not even the Wizards can match this streak. And that is Stein on Sports.
Johns Hopkins is seeking individuals age 60 and older who are experiencing mild memory issues to participate in a research study funded by the National Institute on Aging. The research aims to explore the connection between stress and memory. Participants will need to visit Johns Hopkins Bayview twice now with a follow-up visit in 2 years. You may receive up to $300 compensation for your time. If you're interested, please call 410-550-6271. That's 410-550-6271. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, again, we'll take a look at Maine lawmaker pushing back on the trans governor. Remember that little dust up with President Trump? Also, we'll take the NSA, which now is known as the National Sex Agency. We'll explain. But Joyless Reid out. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, Joy Reid had her extra moment in the sun yesterday. Oh, look, my bet is she lands someplace. All right, she lands someplace. Somebody will pick her up, give her some money to do something because she has a name recognition, and I guess she's popular with a certain percentage of viewership, although the problem she had was that percentage was damn small. It wasn't a matter of racism. It was a matter of show content or anything else. It was a matter of her being unlikable and her not being able to attract very many viewers. Still, she contends what she was doing was super swell and awesome.
My show had value, and that what I was doing had value. The moment that of guilt that I felt that I went hard on so many issues, whether it was the Black Lives Matter issues or went hard for immigrants who've done nothing but come to this country like my parents did, or whether we've talked about what the president is doing that is subversive to the Constitution, and where I come down on that is I'm not sorry. I am not sorry that I stood up for those things.
Yeah, she's not sorry, but she stood up for those things.
I've been fired in the past. There's no crying. There are no tears because you lost your job. You just buckle up and you go out and get another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it works. Here she is, like, sobbing all over. Whatever was that? What was it, a podcast? Was it some kind of social?
I don't know. What you have then is the president taking a well-deserved shot at her, saying that, look, she was fired because she should now actually be recompensing the American public for the damage she's done. Because, look, what she said was, I stood up for all these wonderful things. The woman was a racist.
Yeah. I mean, this really was an historic, flawlessly run campaign. She had Queen Latifah never endorses anyone. She came out and endorsed. She had every prominent celebrity voice. She had the Taylor Swift. She had the Swifties. She had the Beehive. Like, you could not have run a better campaign in that short period of time. And I think that's still true.
Of course you could have.
Yeah.
You could have won.
If
you know? In other words, it's just an apology for anything that the one of the favored individuals did, and an open season on anybody white.
In America, there's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears. Really white tears in general, because that's what Karens are, right? They Karen out, and then as soon as they get caught, it's bringing waterworks. White men can get away with that, too. And it has the same effect. Even as the right tries to politicize the idea, they still want to be able to have their tears.
Yeah, well, this is a woman who just got done displaying tears.
Yeah, but guess what? Tears are all the same color. There's no white tears, there's no black tears. They're all the same color. The only the worst news that I've heard, it's good news that Joyless Reid is out. The bad news is they replaced her with nut job Michael Steele as part of the panel.
Michael Steele, and I came up with the third individual. Is Simone Sanders is the second of the third. Alex Wagner. So there you have it. Well, I think Donald Trump called it right, and they basically... the woman was a disgrace. Right.
They could have replaced her with Lacucci Johnson.
Actually, she could have. Lacucci was actually in the running, it seems to me. But they had a problem pronouncing her name, and she got all huffy about it.
I would be Chief Punchatookus.
Okay. 7:13. We're hopeless. Traffic and weather on the threes.
We sit in the wiki-ups with the Fagawi Indians.
Elizabeth Warren's going to get after you, Sport. Just warning you. 7:13, traffic over there on the threes, Chuck.
You know the Fagawis, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think they just cleared a traffic stop here westbound at the area around Sandy Point on 50 westbound. They're up against the wall. They just pulled out, and the police car's also gone. Had a little backup there, but not much. We're fine at the Severn River Bridge going over towards Roe Boulevard, I-97. The morning backup, not quite there yet on I-97 southbound after Route 32. We come back in about 30 minutes or so, and that backup will be there. Typical ride on the Beltway. Yep, it's slow on the Parkville side, filling in at Greensboro. The west side was already busy from 795 down through Frederick Road. Both the tunnels now in the range of 20 to 25 minutes southbound. JFX are still clear, running okay from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, it is going to be partly sunny a little later on today. We start off cloudy with a chance of a passing shower and a high of 60. Right now, cloudy, 37 in Pikesville, 34 in Dundalk. Time for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
And, of course, yesterday was a state visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who was in to talk about Ukraine and tariffs and so on and so forth. But President Trump was not deterred. Macron desperately pleading, hey, put the tariffs on China, put them on Canada, put them on everybody else, but don't put them on France, because we need you as a trading partner. But Trump says the tariffs are in play.
We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries, not just Canada and Mexico. We've been taken advantage of. We were led by, in some cases, fools, because anybody that would sign documents like they signed, where they were able to take advantage of the American people, like has happened over the last long period of time, except for a little four-year period that took place 4 years ago. Anybody that would agree to allow this to happen to our country should be ashamed of themselves. No, the tariffs are going forward on time, on schedule. This is an abuse that took place for many, many years. And I'm not even blaming the other countries that did this. I blame our leadership for allowing it to happen.
And French President Macron said regarding Ukraine and Russia that Trump is a game changer.
President Trump is a game changer. And I think he has the deterrence capacity of the U.S. to re-engage with Russia.
Yeah, there's not going to be any peace talks unless you engage with Russia.
Yeah.
All these idiots out there saying, you can't talk to Putin. Look, Putin is a KGB monster.
Gotta have to.
But that's how peace is made.
Yeah.
You gotta talk to both sides. You can't try to force one side and jam it down their throat with the other side. Just incredible. Kristi Noem, the secretary over at DHS, says they found leakers.
I have found some leakers. We are continuing to get more. They will be fired. There will be consequences. And remember, when they leak information to the press in order to blow an op, they are putting law enforcement lives in jeopardy.
The latest leftist treasonous plot is federal workers that say they work at CIA or NSA, more on them coming up in 20 minutes, that they're going to leak classified information intentionally until Trump stops firing federal workers and pulls in DOGE. Go ahead, try it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, have a nice time with that, and we'll see you in 5 to 10 years on good behavior.
Wes Moore says he wasn't a fan of Trump's meeting and dinner with the governors. Quote, I've come back from Washington with no illusion about what kind of partnership this administration is trying to forge with our nation's governors. He said, where the meeting went off the rails is when the President of the United States walked in. That's when I just realized this was not going to be a substantive conversation. This was going to be an hour-long diatribe of conspiracy theories and attacks on my colleagues. End of quote. He and Anthony Brown are going to double down and fight Trump tooth and nail. Over DOGE.
Over DOGE.
Federal workers. We have 160,000 federal workers here in the state of Maryland. So,
Again, that's an easy fix. All the president has to do is say, guess what? The Department of Agriculture is now in Des Moines. Department of Commerce, you're moving to Wall Street, to New York. Department of Labor, you're moving to Detroit to be by the auto unions. Get them out of town. And all of a sudden, all those workers for the federal government aren't here anymore.
Latest Harvard CAPS poll at Center for American Political Studies, a leftist think tank, has Trump ahead at 52% approval rating, and that's up 9 points. Wow. The Democrats, all-time low of 36%. Most of Trump's actions and proposals are polling really, really well. A Trump judge has denied the Associated Propagandists an emergency motion to restore access to the White House press pool. And the White House is responding with fire over that. Apple, did you hear this? They've unveiled a historic $500 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing and innovation, bullish on America's future. Apple saying it could create 20,000 jobs when they're done. Trump went off on the mentally obnoxious racist Joy Reid, Al Sharpton, and more. In his explosive statement, the cancellation of the readout, he said MSNBC is a threat to our democracy. He also wants the Keystone XL oil pipeline built now for energy relief for Americans. The left is melting down over the, call them what you want, the new Avengers, the new Justice League, Attorney General Bondi, FBI Director Cash Patel, and the new Deputy Director Dan Bongino is causing the left. By the way, Patel's also going to head up the ATF, as well as the FBI. And it was called the Friday Night Massacre. Trump fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, C.Q. Brown, put in Dan Raisin Kane as the new chairman, and they also fired the top Navy officer and vice chief of the Air Force. And finally, Trump has asked Howard Lutnick, who's Secretary of Commerce, to look at an idea to take control of the United States Postal Service, because they're losing, they're hemorrhaging money badly, and he wants to roll it into commerce and make them more competitive with UPS and FedEx and the rest of those other package delivery services. So we'll see what happens to the United States Postal Service.
My understanding, by the way, is Bongino is going to go as the Hulk and Cash Patel will go as Wolverine.
35 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, Bike Shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
all from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
95 North Harford County, they're doing the road work again here. They don't work overnight, they don't work at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, but they work at 7:30 in the morning on 95 North, exit 76 of Route 24, so we get at least a mile back up northbound, and it's slow after we clear that area. Traffic is okay up to the Tidings Bridge and eventually up into Cecil County. Looked at 95 South towards the Capitol Beltway. Nothing major. 216, Route 32. But it really gets busy after 198 and then from Cherry Hill Road down to the Capitol Beltway. It's really slow right through there. The inner loop is slowing going over to College Park. The outer loop with the normal delays around to the Mormon Temple in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a partly cloudy start to the day, but maybe some sunshine a little bit later on. High of 60, pretty much same for tomorrow. Sunny, dry, and 60 before the rain moves in Thursday throughout the day and 62 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy, 36 in Millersville, 35 in Dundalk. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Steve is in Annapolis.
Morning, Steve.
Yes, good morning. Today is the National Day of Action across the United States to support election integrity and encourage all your listeners to come out at 11 a.m. on Lawyers Mall in Annapolis. We're going to be talking about support for voter ID, signature for verification, accurate voter rolls, and opposing ranked choice voting.
Is that being proposed here in Maryland? Do you know?
I'm sorry?
Is ranked choice being proposed in Maryland?
Yes, for the 2028 presidential election primary. We must defeat this.
Is there a bill or a person who's attached their name to that?
Yes, there is a bill in both the Senate and the House. That it has moved out of the House and it is being heard in the Senate. I think it is Thursday.
Give me a bill number on that, Steve, if you can, please.
Okay, I just don't have it on the top.
No, that's fine.
Head.
So you can call back and leave it with Kristen or shoot us an email at themorningdrive@wcbm.com.
Okay, the rally, you can securethevotemaryland.com, securethevotemd.com. Everybody can see it. It can see what's online. There's a bill posted up there. So please come out.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Make us aware of that. We're going to get on that like stink on manure.
Elegant phrase. Remember this? Ilhan Omar just the other day.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing.
You're one to talk, you bloodless, money-grubbing freak.
Yeah, that's Ilhan Omar saying how disappointed she is in the people here in this country, and particularly those of us who happen to disagree with her. Rand Paul, Senator Paul.
Wait a minute, this is a woman that married, air quotes, her brother
right.
to lie.
Sneak him into the country.
To sneak into the country
yep.
as a Somalian refugee.
Yep.
And so she's a fake, a phony, and a fraud. She should be deported. And I think there is one of the members of Congress has introduced a bill to impeach her and deport her. Is it Andy Ogles, I think, from...
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're right. Rand Paul says that he is in a district, in an area, where there are a lot of people who come to this country from elsewhere, and what she has to say doesn't ring true to him.
I'm in a town where we have a lot of people who are refugees who have come, some from Somalia, some from Bosnia. I've never heard one of them say that America's a terrible place or be unappreciative of our country. I've met people who have come here from behind the Iron Curtain that got away from communism. They're some of the best Americans we have because they really appreciate how great our country is.
Yeah, and they also have done things like take a civics class, as is required to become a citizen. You actually have to know more about the Constitution than most high school graduates in this country know right now. Paul went on to say that what he observes about Ilhan Omar, maybe this is just a typical attribute of the political left in these kinds of circumstances, Sean, I'm not sure, but what Rand Paul perceives in Ilhan Omar is a certain degree of lack of gratitude.
And then I hear Representative Omar say, oh, America's a terrible place. I thought there'd be justice, and there's no justice here. It's like, well, she came here, and we fed her, we clothed her, she got welfare, she got school, she got health care, and then, lo and behold, she has the honor of actually winning a seat in Congress, and she says we're a terrible country. I think that's about as ungrateful as you can get.
Yeah, he then said, look, I don't want to have her deported or anything, but he said he'd be perfectly willing to pitch in a couple of bucks to help pay for a flight from here to Somalia where she could stay for a couple of months and once again learn to appreciate what this country is and what this country is all about. So it's nice to see pushback. I do wish the pushback could come from somebody in the House who would be able to actually confront her from the well and say, what the hell are you talking about? Because we disagree with you, we're all stupid. Because we disagree with you, we're a horrible country. If you don't like it, sport, you came from Somalia, go back. It's okay. You don't like it here? Go somewhere else. It's like if you move into an apartment building, you think all your neighbors are annoying. Well, if they're all annoying, find another apartment. And this is not, it's not brain surgery. It's not rocket science. But she's here so that she can complain about what a horrible place we are and that somehow her values should be observed and almost 250 years of our values should be discarded.
By the way, the bill number for the ranked choice voting here in Maryland in 2028, Senate Bill 383 and cross-filed over in the House 215. That's Senate Bill 383 and House Bill 215.
Wow.
That is ranked choice voting, which is horrific. They're now trying to get rid of it in Alaska.
Yeah.
Because it's so bad.
That's how McCurski actually got the office again.
Right. And this is not, it's a rigged democracy. It is not true republic. It's not a true plebiscite, or if you will. No. It is strictly a rigged democracy. Up next, the people that are charged with keeping our nation safe are doing anything but. We're going to head over to the NSA right here in Maryland, which now may be known as the National Sex Agency. We'll explain. Here's a headlines of Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Howard County Police have identified the suspect arrested for a double murder in Columbia. 33-year-old D'Angelo Smith is accused of killing his grandparents at their home on Red Haven Road overnight Monday. Police say Smith was found in a parked car outside the home. One officer has arrived. He was taken into custody. The victims identified as 78-year-old Jack Stokes and a 65-year-old wife, Barbara. Police have not determined a motive for the shooting. Smith remains held without bail at the Howard County Detention Center. Baltimore City Council has passed a resolution that calls on the PSC to stop BGE's planned 2026 utility rate hikes. Council President Zeke Cohen says he's proud that the resolution unanimously passed, saying enough is enough. Resolution follows a public hearing last week when the council heard from residents who said their gas and electric bills were unmanageable. And State Senator J.B. Jennings has penned a letter to the Public Service Commission opposing the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The proposed transmission line would cut through portions of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties, and Jennings says the project falls short of community needs, flies in the face of constituent concerns, and poses significant risks to the prudent management of taxpayer resources. A Republican lawmaker also, by the way, urging all involved in the project to reconsider the path forward and engage in a transparent, comprehensive review that reflects the needs and values of the communities affected. It's coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 509. Your pick 4, 8475. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Howard County. Some lane blockage eastbound Route 100 coming over to the ramps at I-95. Pretty close to a mile back up right now through there. So heads up, they're crowding at least one of the lanes. We're looking at the junction here, 95 Russell Street, 395. All the ramps are open. There's a tractor trailer. Looks like a car carrier. Stopped on the right shoulder on 95 South, but no impact right now through there. And in the meantime, both the tunnels are still backed up all the way back towards Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road on 895. 95 this morning again is backed up towards the city-county line. So 25 minutes at the Old Harbor Tunnel, close to a half an hour right now on 95 South, trying to go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's some rain, cooler weather later in the week. Today's another mild day. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. 60 today. Tomorrow, just sunshine. 60 tomorrow and scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, after yesterday's rainout in Sarasota, the Birds will get back at it today, taking on the Tigers at 105. Skies will be partly cloudy, temps in the mid-70s. By all accounts, spring has gone well for the Birds. Most position players came in early, some notably bulked up, including Rutschman and Holiday, and overall leaving a good impression on the skipper, Brandon Hyde.
A lot of guys are coming off a couple playoff losses, and I think that there's a lot of motivation for these guys in camp right now and staff as well. And I've been really impressed with how eager they are to get on the field.
Well, one of those guys is Colton Cowser, who slumped last year at the tail end and then suffered a broken hand in the playoff loss to the Royals. But after off-season surgery, apparently Cowser healthy again.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been back swinging about, I think, 4 weeks post-surgery. But docs and team docs were just like, you know, there's no need to rush it. So just kind of went with a normal swing progression and just kind of started hitting at the same time I normally do.
Batted just .215 last year in the final 43 games of the year. 6 homers and 15 runs batted in. Maryland men's basketball took another leap in the week's AP Top 25. Terps now up to number 16 in the country. And head coach Kevin Willard extolling the virtues of his big man, again by the name of Julian Reese.
I don't think enough people are talking about Julian Reese. Is like, he's my safety blanket. Like, you, at any time I feel confident I can come down and throw him the basketball. And he's been as consistent as any big guy in this league.
Terps have won 8 of 9 and host the 8th-ranked Michigan State Spartans on Wednesday night. Terps, pro basketball, Wiz finally did something right, trading for former Celtic and NBA champion Marcus Smart. Second game last night in a Wiz uniform resulted in a Wizards win, 107-99 over the Nets. Here's Wizards star Jordan Poole on the addition of Smart.
First and foremost, huge addition to our team. I've been on the other side of playing against Marcus for the first 6 years of my career, and I think everything that you saw tonight from him is exactly what we need, but also like what makes him such a great player.
10 points off the bench last night. A lot of defensive intensity. That's what Marcus Smart brings to the floor. And if you're going to be traveling downtown Baltimore over the next few days, be aware of road closures around the CFG Bank Arena as the CIAA postseason basketball tournament begins today, actually this morning at 10 a.m. Lane restrictions and lane closures in the downtown area after 7 p.m. tonight through Friday. It'll be reopening at 12 midnight each day. The time now is 7:37. When we return, not even the Wizards can touch this one.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
One of the great things about sports, at least in my opinion, is streaks. Counting streaks, winning streaks, losing streaks, batting streaks, whatever it is. Well, finally, one of the longest losing streaks in college sports history came to an end on Saturday. The University of Maryland Eastern Shore had a 55-game baseball losing streak. They lost all their games last year. This dates all the way back to 2023. Well, they broke it on Saturday. They beat Towson. 14-7 was the final.
Oh, geez.
Breaking a 55-game losing streak. For some reason, Baltimore has a place in losing streaks. You've got this 55-gamer.
The Orioles.
The Orioles had the 21-gamer. Right. That's tied for the American League. Towson University had a 41-game basketball losing streak back in the 2010s.
Wow.
So I don't know what it is about that. But anyway, the longest known, here's the irony of all ironies. The longest known college baseball losing streak was 99 games.
Wow.
And it just got broken 2 weeks ago. And it was Texas, let me get this right, it's an NAIA team. The Texas College Steers broke a 99-game losing streak, 6-5. They beat the University of Health Sciences and Pharmacy. Now, they're good with pills, but apparently not that good at baseball.
Is there any, what's the record for longest streak at an athletic event?
Attending an athletic event?
No, longest streak.
The longest streak.
It's nice to know you're
Since
coming
you're
out favor
a big fan of streaks.
Yeah.
The longest, ask it again.
What is the record for the longest streak at an athletic event? You know, I would think
when that Roland Buxom gal went out in the Yankees game.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think so.
Who was that? Morgana. I was going to call her Georgiana.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
Well, since you followed streaks closely, we wanted to know.
Yeah. By the way, it turns out Julian Reese, his sister, is not a bad athlete either.
And the mom and dad, neither.
Yeah.
The mom, Angel, was an All-American at UMBC, and the dad, Michael, played at Loyola.
And his sister, Angel, plays in WNBA.
That's correct.
Yeah, which I know you
follow.
A bucket of popcorn and an adult beverage on a regular basis.
Watching Caitlin Clark pass the ball, man. That's all I just want to see her pass.
She is special.
I want Viv to take a picture of that.
Of him watching?
Yes.
Yeah, WNBA? I don't think it'll ever happen.
No, watch the clips.
Thanks.
But watching her pass.
Oh, he watches the clips.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Look, I have to watch all of The View.
Right. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Parental discretion is advised for this segment because of some of the content is going to be, very...
inappropriate for Gary Stein.
And for young ears.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. So we'll give you some time because we're going to start discussing in 3, 2, 1. The National... The NSA, which of course is the National Surveillance Agency, should now maybe change its name, and we'll tell you why. They maintain a chat system for the intel community called IntelliLink. The servers are supposed to be used for government work. But gender activists have hijacked at least two channels, LBTQA and IC Pride, TWG, and in it they discuss fetishes, kink, and sex, all legitimized as DEI. Federal employees at NSA, CIA, and DIA have been caught engaging in secret sex chat rooms in which they openly discuss genital castration, artificial vaginas, sexual fetishes, and gangbangs, all while they are on the clock and being paid by U.S. taxpayers. Christopher Rufo, who does great work in uncovering the CRT agenda, and investigative reporter Hannah Grossman wrote a piece yesterday, and he said this should be a five-alarm fire. Lunatics are in charge of the most sophisticated spying machine in human history. And they're charged with keeping us safe, and one wonders, how could they be keeping us safe when they're engaging in these chats? And he brought receipts. And you got to look at some of these receipts. They're just off the charts, discussing stuff like one chat topic, male to female transgender surgery. Other employees discussed hair removal, estrogen injections, and something called anus zapping with a laser. This is at the NSA. Apparently, intelligence agencies have gone woke, prioritizing left-wing activism over national security. All this was brought in the name of DEI. There were topics like privilege, ally awareness, pride, transgender community inclusion. There's something called polyamory. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And a polycule. You know what a polycule is?
No.
It is a. It's basically group sex.
Okay.
One chatter says, A is my girlfriend, B and G are her partners, then B and C are dating, but not C and D, nor E, F, and G, or any of the others. There were ever several metas with benefits. I mean, this is, they're speaking in code, obviously. In one chat, an NSA employee insists on using it pronouns in lieu of human he or she pronouns. It user here. While I understand we can make some people uncomfortable, keep in mind that the dehumanizing aspect either doesn't apply or is a positive effect when we're requesting it. You know, all of this is on paper. They have the chat logs. They brought receipts. And the people who are supposed to be keeping us safe have been spying on Americans and spying on presidential candidates and now have been engaged in secret sex chat rooms.
Amazing.
Elon, are you listening?
743, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. We do need a contestant. We have a contestant, son of a gun, for Choose Your Fake News. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on 95 is pretty solid. It begins right here around Moravia Road, but it is backing up almost into Rosedale again today. So that's a long delay from that point right at the city-county line all the way down and through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and towards 95, Russell Street, 395. So again, about from the tail end through the tunnel, 30 minutes, 895 is sitting still kind of right around Pulaski Highway. So 20 to 25 minutes there at the Old Harbor Tunnel. The wreck on Route 100 eastbound at 95 now on the shoulder. Most of the backup is gone, but it's a little bit slow right there at the scene. Just had a look at the JFX. It's fine. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line and all your normal delays on the Beltway Parkville side. Now the interloop through Greenspring gets better after the JFX, and we're still right in the usual spot on the west side, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Well, the channel says we start off cloudy, maybe some sunshine later on this afternoon. It'll be mild and maybe a passing shower, high of 60. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 41 in Reisterstown, 40 in Stevensville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner today. We've got a four-pack of tickets. Spring's coming early with your chance to win tickets to Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Presented by Maryland Heating and Air. It's happening March 1st through the 2nd. And the following weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace Exhibition Hall. Get ready to shop, compare, and save with over 450 trusted home experts. Everything from kitchens and baths to flooring and more. Meet HGTV stars Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from Unsellable Houses and Chris Lambden from Going Yard. Don't miss out on this exciting event, the Maryland Home, Garden, and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air, where inspiration grows. Our contestant today, Kurt in Edgewater.
Good morning, Kurt.
You sound very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today.
Always for fake news.
Always for fake news.
You sound spunky.
How about for your buddy Chuck?
What?
Yeah. Chuck has won two T-shirts and two coffee mugs for me, so I thought I'd donate one to his wife in case she can't find where Chuck hid the rolling pin.
Well, you're on it today, boy. That just keeps us riveted to this radio station.
All right, Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Hoochie Coochie Man Lumpy Whitaker.
All right.
Here
we go.
Sound the clicks for 1,000 miles.
Story one. A couple flying from Melbourne, Australia, on their way to Doha on their dream trip to Venice, quickly turned into a nightmare when a passenger died whilst in the air. The crew decided to put the dead passenger's body in the couple's row for the remaining 4 hours of the flight.
At least it was quiet.
The couple said they were... It was a she. The couple said they were traumatized by the incident, which unfolded when a woman walked out of the bathroom and collapsed right next to their row.
Yeah.
They sat next to the corpse for 4 hours.
Had they had the meal service
I've
already?
I've heard of deadheading, but that's just ridiculous.
Could I have her lunch?
Yes, exactly.
You're like... There's a special place for people like you, Chuck.
I know, Mr. Casey.
She's not going to eat it.
That's right. She's not going to eat it.
What's she going to do with it?
Story two. According to Campus Reform, University of San Diego professors have published a study, and it's investigating the racist geologic formations of subjecthood. They're saying that certain rocks and soil samples are racist. And they went and studied Birmingham, Alabama, where blacks were lynched to figure out which rocks and which samples of soil carried racial connotations.
Okay.
All right.
And story three, yesterday President Trump, in an off-mic moment with Emmanuel Macron, the French president, announced that the United States might be withdrawing from the UN by the end of his term. Trump called the body the biggest collection of feckless despots and dictators, devoid of any value. He says the United States has wasted billions of dollars on the UN. Story one, a couple forced to sit next to a dead body for 4 hours on a flight. Story two, are rocks and soil samples racist? Yeah, say two professors. Or story three, Trump wants to withdraw from the UN by the end of his term. All right, we'll start with Bruce.
The dead body story, I suspect, is true. Yeah, it's pretty clear that there are racist rocks. I think that's an observable truth, clearly. I have no idea. But I think the probability of Donald Trump...
Well, he's part of White Mountain.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The probability of Donald Trump using the word feckless is slim. I think that's fake news.
All right, one for three. Kristen?
Well, Steve Bannon says feckless a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, number one, that story is horrible, so that's probably true. And I could see the woke San Diego presser being true. I'm going number three. Not that Trump won't get to that, but he might not be using that language quite yet. I'll say three.
Kristen goes for three. Chuck?
I'm going to go with the stiff.
All right. One for one. Kurt?
Number one, the stiff.
All right. Kurt goes for the you mean the story, number one, not Chuck.
Not Chuck.
I'm going to go with Chuck the Stiff.
More clicks.
Yes. Chuck has been known to stiff you, especially when the bill comes.
More clicks.
I believe that.
Tyrannosaurus to Georgia. Click.
Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
I tell you, we've done a study on that. The most clicks come right during, about every 10 minutes on the threes.
We know that's a lie.
We know that's a lie. That's when people click on.
I didn't say whether it was a good click or a bad click. I just said clicks.
Yeah. Say hello to Mr. Click.
Story number two gets no votes. The racist rocks and soil. Yeah, that's a true story. These idiots at these colleges will study anything. Story three, Trump saying we're out of the UN by the end of this term. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Right. So, sorry, Chuck and Kurt. Misery loves company.
Yeah.
Kind of, it does.
It's kind of a feckless thing to say.
All right.
What did you say, Bruce?
I said it's kind of a feckless thing to say.
Oh, feckless. Okay.
Very good. We got to run.
Scared me for a minute.
See you at a couple of the best of the morning drive available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your connection.
genetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Vibe with Casey and Elliot with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick Live comes on at 9 o'clock this morning from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Going to be a beautiful day today. Spectacular. Is this spring? There's no such thing as Indian winter. So I think when spring happens, it happens. Of course, officially it won't happen until mid-March. But hey, we'll take the temperatures now. It's coming up on 753, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next hour, condoms for kitties? Yeah, that controversy continues to swirl. And AOC and Bernie Sanders, are they the new voices of the Democrat Party? Well, if they are, as a conservative, thank you very much. It's 7:53 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
There's a new report of a wreck. If you're going south towards Maple Lawn in Howard County, the accident reported southbound Route 29 after 216 and before you get down to the river. So heads up for that. We'll try to get to exactly what's going on there as soon as we get a look at it. But in the meantime, we'll keep you posted on that. The wreck was still on the shoulder, a little bit slow, eastbound Route 100 coming over to the bridge at I-95. In Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, mild today. We start off with partly cloudy skies, maybe some sunshine later this afternoon. Afternoon passing showers 60. Next couple of days going to be very mild, but wet by Thursday. Right now 37 and cloudy in Ellicott City, 36 in Middle River. Sandra said as a retiree with security clearance, all of the NSA employees that engaged in those chat rooms ought to be fired before close of business today.
Yeah.
Allison Catonsville wanted to weigh in on the NSA as well.
Morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning. So I can't speak directly to all of the things that you addressed, first of all. But I do know several people who work there. And I will say this, first of all, they can't call in to defend themselves.
But obviously not every employee of the NSA is engaging in this behavior.
Correct.
But there are hundreds that are, and they are jeopardizing our safety by engaging in that kind of behavior.
And so the second issue I want to bring up is that this is not of this is of Congress's doing, because Congress dictates, you know, to them certain things that need to be done. Like, let's say there's an email that goes out, and at the bottom of the email it says, you know, use your preferred pronouns here or whatever. So, and now Congress is saying don't do that anymore, and that's obviously being corrected. But I think that the regular, you know, people who work there who are doing their darndest to, you know, try to protect the country, kind of get caught in the middle. So I just.
Well, yeah, and that's how we found out, because there were NSA whistleblowers that reached out to Chris Rufo and Hannah Grossman and how do you think they got a hold of the receipts in these chat rooms? So there are people at the NSA that want to do their jobs properly.
Exactly.
And these chowderheads over in the chat rooms are preventing that. They ought to be fired yesterday.
Yeah.
Correct. And I agree with you.
All right. So. Alice, thanks so much for waiting. Thank you for your opinion. Appreciate that.
I remember a couple of days ago you had this fascinating little I guess it, not a shouting match, but there certainly was tension in the room between the governor of Maine and the president of the United States, having to do with boys playing in girls' sports. Well, she's a very lefty Democrat who's actually engaged in drag shows up there in Maine. I guess that's appropriate behavior there. But Laura Libby is a Republican legislator also in Maine, and she says that what the president is asking for is not unreasonable. Matter of fact, it's what most parents want, and that's simply a level playing field for their daughters to play on.
Girls' sports has come a long way, and I think we have a responsibility to protect girls' sports, to protect Maine girls, and to ensure that they have a level playing field.
Yeah, a level playing field. In other words, they're not going to go and play head-to-head against some guy who's going to pretend he's a girl so that he can win a competition. And that's exactly what seems to have happened. Now, Laura Libby actually posted photos last year and this year, same male athlete, young boy, who's head and shoulders taller than the women with whom he was competing. He's standing first place. He won the medal. Two girls from an adjoining high school, they both tied for second. In other words, had he not been in that competition, one of the two of the girls would have bumped herself up in potentially getting a better scholarship offer or getting a scholarship offer at all. But Laura Libby took some heat as to posting the pictures online.
This is a public event that this individual has chosen to take part in, and the results are public. And this is public information.
It is public information. It was a public event. The photos have been published separately. All she did was actually post them side by side, showing exactly what was going on, and without comment. And she took heat. Some people were fine with this, and some people took umbrage at it.
I've heard folks, you know, saying, thank you so much for speaking up. Our girls deserve to have a fair and level playing field. I've also heard from folks who are unhappy about my post.
Yeah, some were unhappy because why would you publish that? After all, the child's a minor. I'm sorry, the child is probably 17 or 18 years old. And he is competing against girls in girls' athletics. Last year, he was ninth in the same sport. This year, competing as a girl, he was first. Now, you tell me somehow that this is supposed to be a fair thing. Tell me, this is supposed to be in the spirit of Title IX. All that Donald Trump has done is said, Title IX was pretty clear. Boys play with boys' sports. Girls play with girls' sports. You can't simply declare you're one or the other. It's in your genes. It's in your DNA. You're either XX or you're XY. You don't have a choice in the matter. It's how you simply come out on day one. Libby says that it's time for Governor Mills to fold up her tent and go away.
I have been asked by Democrat leadership in the House to take the post down. I have not done that. Our girls deserve folks standing up and advocating for a fair and level playing field. And we'll have legislation coming up this session in the State House to discuss this topic of if boys should be allowed to play in girls' sports here in Maine. And so there's going to be plenty of opportunity for folks to stand up and make their voices heard.
Make your voice.
Governor Mills was won by 13 points. She's now underwater. She's down by one even before the Trump exchange. So she's in trouble.
Yeah, indeed.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ed Thomas. Federal workers being given another chance to comply with a workplace accountability mandate issued by Doge Chief Elon Musk.
The Office of Personnel Management told agency leaders their workers were not required to respond by Musk's midnight deadline to detail what they did at work last week. On his social media site, Musk wrote, "Subject to the discretion of the president, they will be given another chance. Failure to respond a second time will result in termination." Elon Musk has the support of President Trump.
We have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
He's putting our neighbors to the north and the south on notice. President Trump says his tariffs on Canada and Mexico will take effect next month. They had been put on hold for a while. Mr. Trump contends our trading partners have been taking advantage of us, and it's time to level the playing field. Cleaning house at the Pentagon as the military's top lawyers handed their walking papers at the direction of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
So ultimately, I want the best possible lawyers in each service to provide the best possible recommendations, no matter what, to lawful orders that are given. And we didn't think those particular positions were well suited. And so we're looking for the best. We're opening it up to everybody to be able to be the top lawyer of those services.
When it comes to prospects for ending the Russian war in Ukraine, French President Macron describes President Trump as a game changer. Macron spoke following White House meeting with Mr. Trump. Macron says he's optimistic about the chances for a truce within the coming weeks. Home Depot reporting business picked up in its fiscal fourth quarter, topping Wall Street's expectations. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 40 points, while the NASDAQ futures are down 39 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty bad backup here on 29 South at Maple Lawn. The wreck is after 216 and before the river as you're going south into Burtonsville as you're moving south. And I mean, it is really jammed up right here. Not moving much at all. A lot of traffic is taking the ramp to 216. Then from there, you'd have to head over to 95 and go down 95 to 198 and then come back over to 29 from there. Right now, I mean, just the way this is sitting here indicates probably most of the lanes are blocked on the southbound side. So try to make the move and get over to 95 through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's some rain, cooler weather later in the week. Today's another mild day. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. 60 today. Tomorrow, just sunshine. 60 tomorrow and scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 36 degrees. Aberdeen has 35. Downtown Baltimore is 37, so right in the middle there. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Maryland office of the state fire marshal investigating a stolen FedEx truck fire in Cecil County. A truck was stolen from the FedEx Center in Northeast, dumped along train tracks Sunday, set on fire at Red Toad and Bethel Church Roads. Damage estimated at $200,000. No injuries reported. Anyone with information asked to please call investigators. Maryland Department of Health is expanding access to school-based mental health services for children and youth. Officials say the expansion allows local education agencies to offer certain behavioral health services to all students enrolled in Medicaid. Baltimore police arrested a suspect in the January 24th murder of a man in the city's Northern District. A 24-year-old Zion Clayton is charged with first and second-degree murder and handgun violations for killing 36-year-old Anthony McMichael on Oakley Avenue. Clayton is being held at Central Bookings. And city police investigating a Monday night shooting in Southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4,000 block of Frederick Avenue just after 8:30 last night. When they arrived, they found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound. No update on that injury or the severity of the injury or exactly what the motive might have been. 805, a lottery number from last night. Your pick 3509. Your pick 4-8475. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles and Tigers at 105 in Sarasota this afternoon. Birds will send Charlie Morton and Dean Kramer to the hill. Kramer was supposed to pitch yesterday against the Braves. Game was canceled. Closer Felix Bautista feeling confident and healthy following his bullpen session on Sunday. He'll throw on the side tomorrow or Thursday and hopefully be ready for game action soon thereafter. Speaking of action, a lot of it last year from the Birds was from the long ball. Orioles second to the Yankees in home runs and two ahead of the Dodgers. This year, manager Brandon Hyde would like to see his team have a little more balance.
I'd like to see us bunt for a hit a little bit more. I'd like to see us run a little bit more this year also. So, you know, a lot of it's personnel driven as well, but I would like to see us definitely run more.
Little old school baseball. Birds tied for 18th in the majors last year with 98 steals. 329 college players have been invited to partake in the NFL's annual scouting combine. Team brass gathering today in Indianapolis. Combine begins Thursday. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta scheduled to meet the media today at 11 a.m. Head coach John Harbaugh at 1 p.m. On the docket, free agency, the salary cap, Mark Andrews, and of course the future of Justin Tucker in Baltimore. And apparently there's some pushback to the tush-push in NFL circles. The Athletic reporting that it's the Green Bay Packers pushing the banning of the play, popularized by the Eagles. The league will talk about it in Indy and could vote on it next month at the NFL winter meetings in Palm Beach. Coming up at 8:35, fail a drug test, blame the burrito. And that is Stein on Sports.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are in hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at AOC's shout out to the radical left. A former FBI agent is our guest this morning on why she left the FBI. It's an incredible story and a cautionary tale. But our top story here today continues to be the full frontal assault by progressive Democrat Marxists on Maryland. This is a financial assault with taxes and increased fees and out-of-control spending and the growth of government on retirees and on the middle class. There is a public safety assault on the embrace of illegal aliens, not cooperating with ICE to remove dangerous rapists, murderers, and drug dealers from our streets, and allowing the juvenile epidemic of crime to continue unabated. And then there's the cultural assault. The cultural assault includes teaching children as young as kindergarten age about sex and about gender fluidity, gender identity, etc. Maryland House Bill 380, which has passed the House, is now in the Senate. Schools may soon offer contraceptives vying vending machines. This would be a first in the nation.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented. Maryland could become the first state in the country to allow contraceptives to be sold. Sold in vending machines K through 12. Delegate Nicole Williams, Democrat Marxist, Prince George's County, introduced House Bill 380, which would repeal the ban on selling contraceptives in school vending machines and remove the $1,000 criminal penalty associated with such sales. Schools would not be required to offer contraceptives, but individual school districts would have the option. The bill cleared the Maryland House with 89 votes, all Democrats, now heads to the Senate for further debate, where it needs to be killed. Now, why are they doing this? They say because teen pregnancy rates are rising.
And apparently teens don't know where the CVS is. They can't figure out where Walgreens is.
Let's look at the numbers. Maryland's teen birth rate is 13.1 births per 1,000 females. That's 35th in the country. So it's not an epidemic. I mean, it's a problem, but it's not an epidemic. But disparities in Prince George's County, Hispanic teens, 53 births per 1,000. Black teens, 13 per 1,000. Whites, 5 per 1,000. So an explosion in brown and black babies is the reason why they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
No other state currently allows contraceptive vending machines in the K through 12 schools. So what they want to do is put these vending machines where your children as young as 5 years old could plop whatever it is, $1.25, I don't even know what the price is going to be, into the machine and buy a condom. At this point, who knows, maybe an abortion pill later on down the road when they start legislating what the contents of those machines are. Delegate Laura Erickson, Harford County, spoke from the House floor on Friday.
I'm not the youngest person down here, but I wasn't in school that long ago. 20 years ago, there was already condoms in the schools where it was appropriate. You could just go to the nurse's office. It was free at taxpayer expense. If you look through the testimony in support of the bill from my committee, it was about safe sex for high schoolers. Great. What a great idea. We already have that. We have it for free. This bill would put it at a cost in a vending machine in not only high schools, but middle schools, gray area there maybe, but also elementary schools, preschools, and daycares. This is delusional.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that makes swing states go red. It doesn't make any sense logically. It frankly shocks the conscience. Why in the world would someone in a preschool need a condom?
Yeah. All right. Well, great questions. More from Delegate Lauren Erickson here in just a moment.
8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Troy Whitaker.
We've had a big delay as you're going south on 29 and you're moving down through Maple Lawn. The wreck is between 29 and Maple Lawn at 216 and the bridge at the Patuxent River. The latest report says only the left-hand lane is open. Pretty solid backup right here. See a lot of traffic taking the ramp to 216 and then heading over towards 95 from there. And then 95 down to 198 and then come back over to 29. But right now, not sure how far the backup is on 29 south, but from this point, at least 15 to 20 minutes right now. And again, there's a lot of traffic taking that ramp to head across 216 to get away from that. Eastbound Route 100 in Howard County also still had a delay from the earlier wreck right at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast. We start off a little cloudy here this morning, partly cloudy, then some peaks of sunshine a little later on this afternoon, and a passing shower is possible, a high of 60. Pretty much the same for tomorrow, but drier. And then the rains come on Thursday with 62. Nice mild temperatures. Right now, partly cloudy, 40 in Arnold, and it's 41 in Pikesville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head to the circus to find out which lefty has lost it in the last 24 hours. And boy, there are a whole lot of them who are kind of squirming around right now. So we follow the clown car as it enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one very disgruntled federal employee.
I got this email Saturday afternoon about 3 p.m., and I felt absolutely infuriated getting this email with a demand within 48 hours to provide a response on what I did within the last week or face termination. This is clearly an attempt from Elon Musk to harass and bully and intimidate the federal workforce, which is part of his broader plan to gut the federal workforce and privatize public sector services to ensure that corporations like his own can get more profit.
Oh,
and that makes me really angry, and my coworkers as well.
It makes you really delusional as well. It's all right, listen, I sympathize with anybody who has the potential even for losing his or her employment. It's not a pleasant thing to go through, but as grown-ups, we learn that sometimes life deals us an unpleasant hand. You have to play the hand you're dealt. If it means that you have such difficulty filling out five whole things you've done in the last week that you decide to get yourself terminated because of it, well, then you know what? You have either a real bad short-term memory loss, or you didn't do anything last week. So if you wouldn't mind, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
I was thinking what Delegate Erican was saying regarding... let's play another clip and then we can discuss it. She talks about the condoms were available in the nurse's office, already paid for by taxpayers.
Yep.
And condoms are available elsewhere, and we all know that.
Yeah.
People in every possible work of life, every job you can imagine, have sex. And do you know where those people go to get condoms and prophylactics of other types? They go to the CVS like everybody else. Where do all of you go? There's no vending machine condom things out here. Somehow you found them. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. So to refuse to accept an amendment in good faith to remove babies, essentially, from being exposed to prophylactics via like machines in their learning environments, it's totally tone deaf. I know that it's been a hard few months since November, but the American people have said something to everyone in here, both parties, and what they've said is things are getting too extreme.
Indeed they are.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you look at it, cigarette machines, they promote smoking, don't they? The candy machines and vending machines and soda machines, do they not promote the consumption of sugary items? Yet they're there to promote. They're not there to look at. They're there to promote something. They're there to promote the consumption of those sugary snacks and beverages. So why all of a sudden wouldn't condoms in a vending machine not be about promoting sexual activity?
Well, of course they are.
They're claiming it's not. We know they're going to have sex, and this is going to make it. This is going to reduce the teen pregnancy rate, and this is going to make things a heck of a lot safer.
It doesn't prove out that's the case. If one could look at studies and say, you see, it's been done elsewhere, and it does seem to lower the rates. That's different, but that's not the case here. The case here is people say, oh, condoms. First of all, as pointed out on our air a couple of times, it's good habits. First of all,
what on earth use would a kindergartner, first, second, third, fourth, or fifth grader have for a condom? Physically, I mean physically, a little boy's would have no use for a condom built for an adult male. It don't work that way. For those of you who've only had daughters, you know, look at your husbands. But look, it doesn't work that way. But secondly, there is an ethical question involved here, and that is, to what degree do parents have any control as to what their kids are exposed to? If you go to the grocery store, you can choose to go to the checkout line without any sugary food in it.
Well, it looks like the only choice you're going to have now is getting your child out of government-run schools. State-run schools, government-run schools, because they do pose a threat to your children's health and moral being.
Yeah.
It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Once again, joining us on our hotline this morning is the head counselor of the law office, Michael Lee Friedman. Well, Michael is with us.
This is a drastic switch from that conversation.
Yes, it is.
But that's the way it goes. Some years ago, many years ago, one of the great talk show hosts in the United States of America, and clearly in the Hall of Fame of WFPR and WCBM, suggested to me that after working with me for a few years in advertising on the station, that we ought to come up with something that people can keep in their car to tell them what to do when they're in an accident. And that would be a good idea. And I said, okay, Thomas Aquinas Mar, I think that is a good idea, and we'll go ahead and do it. And we did it, and it was terrific. And over the years, we've kind of, you know, drifted and done a lot of things, but that's kind of been by the boards. Until a few weeks ago, when we realized that our clients are coming to us with a lot of information, especially the CBM listeners, but still not everything that they could, especially things like pictures of the scene that could be so vitally important, and information from the police, and getting pictures of the other license tag, and making sure. Anyway, when you're in an accident, it's stressful. Get it. Got it. You need something handy. Our information card, 15 things to do when you're in an accident, nice laminated card, fits right in your glove compartment along with your registration and your insurance. Those are the first things that you grab when you have an accident. This is the third thing that you grab. Grab the card and go up and down. That way you don't have to worry about, what am I supposed to do next? What am I supposed to do next? It gives you 1 by 2 by 3 by 4, etc., up to 15 of things that you need to do when you're in an accident. So how do you get it? Very simply, give the law offices of Michael Friedman a call at 410-363-6848. You can go online on maflaw.com, and you can order them online. And we will mail them at our cost out to you, because we think it is so important and so vital that our listeners know exactly what to do when they're involved in an accident. So that's kind of it for the day. That's all we have. And now we can go back to more squeamish talk, and stuff like that. So if you need us, call us, please. We're there for you. No fee, no recovery, free consultations. We're there all the time for you. 410-363-6848. Have a great week, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Michael. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. MAFlaw.com is that website, MAFlaw.com. Now I'll head over to Squeamish Johnson.
823, Chuck.
Huh. It's famous Squeamish.
Is it Squeamish or Squamish? Yes. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. He's waiting for a straight setup. He doesn't like our falderall this morning.
Wow.
Good morning, Mr. Whitaker.
I don't like these Reader's Digest words. They make my knees buckle.
Well, it's actually three different words. Falderall.
Wait for that.
They have the same effect as the restaurant tab arriving at your table.
Yes. Very nice, Mr. Casey. Very nice. My pal.
It's Tyrannosaurus Rex Arms Johnson.
It's hard to get in your pockets when you have little arms,
I can't reach the bill. I can't reach it.
There's too many stories that go with that. Forget that. Southbound 29 is backed up
And I'm looking at the camera that's actually facing north to 216, and this is a solid backup here because of the wreck that's all the way down by the Patuxent River. Only the left-hand lane is open. This is a multi-mile backup here on 29 South, where normally we don't have too many problems down through this area at Maple Lawn. So a lot of this traffic is exiting onto 29. They're heading in the crossover towards 95, 95 South to 198, and then back over towards Burtonsville from there. But it's, again, a very big delay here as you're traveling south. Leftover slowing still there on the Beltway, of course, Parkville side through Pikesville and down the west side from 795 through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM weather channel forecast. It'll be partly cloudy to start off the day today. Maybe a passing shower and a high of 60. And right now we're looking at 40 and mostly sunny on the eastern shore in Stephensville. And 42, partly cloudy in Ellicott City. It's 825. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. So we're talking about House Bill 380, which has now been passed. It's over in the Senate. It's for the Energy, Education, and Environmental Committee. We gave you some numbers to call last week to see if they'll table this bill. But you know, a lot of people think this is just a Trojan horse. They think that this is distractionary.
Yeah.
They think that everybody's going to get all up in arms over this, and the sex ed and the gender ID bill will pass, House Bill 161, or this big budget where there's going to be massive tax increases on a lot of us, the loss of itemized deductions. No, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We're capable of tracking all these things. We've got some other bills we'll share with you here in just a second. Let's hear one more clip from Delegate Lauren Erickson of Harford County.
And history is going to look back and think, what on earth? Why? So a predator in one of these daycare settings can wrap it up and leave no trace when they molest a child? Come on. So, prophylactics are already available for free in public schools, in secondary schools. We do not need pay for condoms via a vending machine so that preschoolers can say, Mommy, I want some candy. What's in that? I want something. I want a snack. Honey, no, that's to cover up a penis. This is crazy. Please come back to reality with the rest of us.
Yeah, well, they live in a different alternative reality. Let's go to Laban in Baltimore. Laban, good morning.
You know, the gentle lady definitely took my fire.
Yeah.
I was going to say that this isn't about the kids that are in there. It's about the what do the left call them who like kids?
Pedophiles.
Yeah, well, pedophiles, of course, but they call them a special thing, a youth preferred person, or something like that. But, you know, it's not
the nomenclature they want you to use is minor attracted person.
Minor attracted person. That's exactly right. And this is about them. It's about being able to get away with doing something that they always wanted to do and not have any you know, paper trail. They don't want a receipt to go to Rite Aid and get a condom and stuff like that. They want the condoms right then and there. And it's definitely sick, and it will turn the state red. I'm thankful that I live in a red state in Harford County. They hopefully will never do that, but it's definitely sad of what this world has come to, where they're fighting for the sexualization of kids.
Yeah, I think you're on to something there. I think I said when this first came out last Friday, when I heard of it, I said this might be more about the adults and the teachers than it is for the children. Obviously, how many 5-year-olds are going to have to use their lunch money to purchase something out of this kind of vending machine, number one? And Laban, thanks so much for the call and the point that you make. The other is that I think there will be bills, if this passes down the road, that will now control what other contents can go in that vending machine. For instance, a morning after pill. Right now it's only available by prescription, but in this state, who knows?
Yeah, Jim in the Outer Banks says, I suspect that if the law permitting condom vending passes in school, it'll go the way of seatbelt enforcement laws. By that I mean we're requiring the use of seatbelts was first passed in Maryland. It was a secondary offense. The police could not pull you over for not wearing your seatbelt, but could ticket you only after pulling you over for a different offense. A few years later, not wearing a seatbelt became a primary offense. Condom vending machines may start out as optional in schools, but it will not be long until they become mandatory. It's funny because I remember sitting and interviewing Paris Glendening about the seatbelt law, and he told me with a straight face, no, but it's optional, will always be optional, never a primary cause for stopping somebody. And guess what? He was lying. And on this one, if Jim is right, they're lying.
All right, coming up next, right after the 8:30 news, our special guest will be Emily Fertitta. She is a former FBI agent. She is suing the Bureau. She'll tell you her incredible story, and will things change with Cash Patel and Dan Bongino? Stick with us. It's 8:30. Latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in the January 24th murder of a man in the city's Northern District. 24-year-old Zion Clayton is charged with first and second-degree murder and handgun violations for killing 36-year-old Anthony McMichael on Oakley Avenue. Clayton is being held at Central Booking. City police also investigating a Monday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 4,000 block of Frederick Avenue just after 8:30 last night. When they arrived, they found the victim suffering from a gunshot wound. Medics took the victim to a hospital. There are no words so far on the severity of his injury. City of Annapolis is warning drivers about a parking fine scam that's making the rounds there. Police have been hearing from residents who say they're receiving text messages that says they owe money for parking violations. The city says it does not use texts or emails to collect parking fees. Anyone who has been scammed or who has received a similar text or email has to please call the Annapolis police. Howard County police identified the suspect arrested for a double murder in Columbia. 33-year-old D'Angelo Smith is accused of killing his grandparents at their home on Red Haven Road overnight Monday. Police say Smith was found in a parked car outside the home when officers arrived. He was taken into custody. Victims identified as 78-year-old Jack Stokes and his 65-year-old wife, Barbara. Police have not determined a motive for the shooting, and Smith remains held without bail at the Howard County Detention Center. And Baltimore City's Council has now passed a resolution that calls on the Public Service Commission to stop BGE's planned 2026 utility rate increase. Zeke Cohen says he is proud that the resolution unanimously passed, saying enough is enough. Coming up at 8:32, coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3s.
Pick 3 letter number 509. You pick 48475. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore City Fire says there's a vehicle fire at 33rd Street and the Alameda. So traffic just over there, not too far from Greenmount Avenue and 33rd Street. Keep an eye out for that. Our big delay is still here for the traffic going south on 29. You're trying to get through Maple Lawn and eventually down to Burtonsville. It was an accident. Only the left-hand lane was getting by. See traffic moving a little bit better, but not much with a backup here right at the ramp at Route 216. So we still see a lot of traffic taking the ramp and then using 216 over to 95 and then 95 south to 198. Long delay right now for that section of Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's some rain, cooler weather later in the week. Today's another mild day. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon. 60 today. Tomorrow, just sunshine. 60 tomorrow and scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Justin Tucker, I am sure, will be a large part of the discussion this morning and afternoon as Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta and head coach John Harbaugh address reporters at the NFL Player Combine today in Indianapolis. It'll be the first time the Ravens have spoken publicly about Tucker since the Baltimore Banner broke the story on January 30th. At that time, six massage therapists had come out. Now the number is up to 16. Orioles baseball this afternoon in partly cloudy Sarasota, one day after the rains came and canceled the Birds game yesterday against the Braves. Today it's the Tigers with Charlie Morton and Dean Kramer set to take the mound. Meanwhile, Birds and Nats have agreed now to play an exhibition game in D.C. on March 24th at 1:05 p.m. It'll mark the first time since 2009 the two teams will play their exhibition finale against one another. Maryland men's basketball took another leap in this week's AP Top 25. Terps now up to number 16 in the country from 20. Head coach Kevin Willard extolling the virtues of his starting five, now nicknamed the Crab Five.
I just like the way they're playing. You know, I think they do have a lot of confidence. I like our defensive intensity. You know, more than anything, I like the fact that I can throw the ball inside on a consistent basis.
So those two big guys inside, Julian Reese and Derek Queen, both from Baltimore, both from St. Francis Academy, averaging 30 points and 18 rebounds combined per game. Terps have won 8 of 9 and host the 8th-ranked Michigan State Spartans on Wednesday night. Baltimore City High School basketball championship yesterday at the Hill Fieldhouse on the campus of Morgan State University, a sellout crowd. And it goes to Edmondson High School, 79-67 over City College. Senior forward Xavier Davis set the tone with 23. Point guard Darnell Dantzler added 21. The Red Storm stayed perfect. They're 20-0 on the season. One of the longest losing streaks in college sports history is over. University of Maryland Eastern Shore, that's UMES, snapped a 55-game losing streak in baseball on Saturday with a 14-7 win over Towson University. UMES went the entire 2024 campaign without a win, 0-48, five games this year and two games the year before that. And finally, this story from U.S. Track and Field. Shelby Houlihan, the American record holder in the 1500 meter, competed in last week's U.S. Track and Field Championships and finished fourth. But the backstory is she was banned from the 2021 Olympic trials because of a failed drug test, which she blamed on a tainted burrito. She served a 4-year suspension, which just last weekend was lifted, so she competed. Her defense at the time was the burrito she had eaten at a fast food truck, a truck place.
A burrito place.
Yeah. But it turns out...
A food truck.
But it turns out that upon further investigation, the type of meat that would have caused the test failure would have come from an uncastrated boar. Okay. Rare in the U.S. food supply. And it turned out that she didn't eat a pork burrito. She ate a beef burrito. Wow. So she recanted her testimony, served the suspension, and placed fourth last week in the U.S. Track and Field Championship.
Actually, we've had...
this is not a fake news story, by the way.
Yeah, we've had the opportunity to deal with a number of uncastrated boars. You know, over time.
Well, I've got two boars right here in front of me. I'll tell you that right now. Okay? I mean, that is a softball, baby.
I know. Doing my best to help out.
I'm out of here.
Right.
That's Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company, is hiring hardworking duct mechanics and service technicians. Competitive pay and great benefits. Located in Sykesville with a growing service department. Call us today 443-609-6697. It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
Day 38, our next guest, Emily Fertitta, and her husband Valentine
are FBI special agents whose experience in the Bureau exposing troubling patterns of retaliation, coercion, and misuse of national security authorities within the DOJ and the FBI. Valentine is a decorated officer in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve, 27 years of combined active and reserve service. He has served multiple combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, 18 years of experience in the U.S. intelligence community. He is still in the FBI. Emily, who's with us now, served as FBI's special agent for over 6 years, total of 19 years in government service, receiving numerous awards. Her dedication to public service extended beyond the Bureau. She was a family readiness representative for the entire U.S. Marine Corps, advising the Pentagon Family Readiness Council. Emily now joins us. Both she and Valentine went to school here in Baltimore. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here.
Baltimore is a home to us.
Yeah. So, starting, I guess, in 2021, it started with your husband, Valentine. Tell us how this whole thing began.
Absolutely. So, again, thank you for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in 2021, when Val, also a special agent, was wrongfully blocked from a promotion due to his injury sustained in his combat service in Iraq, he then reported violations of the law by FBI managers, and the FBI brought down the full force of national security to silence him and us. After exhausting all lesser options, Val filed a federal lawsuit in 2022. The case is still ongoing, so I won't get into all the details, but it is public, and listeners can read it online simply by searching for Fertitta v. Garland in the District of New Mexico. After FBI's efforts to intimidate Val failed, in 2024, they turned to me to get to him and made it impossible for me to effectively do the important work of the Bureau. I left in January of this year. We were private people. We put our head down. We worked hard, and we did everything that was asked of us in serving our country. Unfortunately, we found out that an unwavering commitment to America didn't matter to the FBI if it meant exposing the wrongdoing of its leaders. We saw these exceptional national security powers used to harm the whistleblowers who testified in Representative Jordan's House Judiciary hearings. We saw the use of national security by the FBI to delay and undermine now FBI Director Kash Patel's 2017-2018 investigation into FBI's monitoring of the Trump campaign. I don't think that many people realize the exceptional national security authorities used by the FBI largely did not exist in America until World War II. They were meant to counter the threat of nation states like Russia and the emergence of nuclear weapons. Our story demonstrates just how commonplace the use of these exceptional authorities has become in the FBI to conceal misconduct at every level. If the FBI will use these authorities against me and my family simply because my husband reported what he knew to be violations of the law in the FBI, there are larger implications for America.
And I understand once the National Security Division invokes, you know, their, you know, authority, it is without judicial review. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct. And they have the ability to put on their investigation. So something interesting that happened to us, there is a secret DOJ court that is supposed to protect whistleblower rights. And in May of 2022, once Val filed his complaint with that court, the FBI immediately opened a national security investigation on him.
Had there been any issues prior to that? Had you guys had any write-ups in your annual evaluations? Any
None.
Conflicts?
No prior issues at all. We had never, either of us had never made a complaint before for anything. We both had
it was the opposite. You had commendations, didn't you?
Yes. We had awards, exceptional service. Everything that we had was clean. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Type of thing there.
And this all started because Val had combat-related injuries, and yes. And he was seeking a promotion. And why did they give him a reason why they denied his promotion?
They did not even let him apply to the promotion.
Ah.
So he was blocked.
He missed time away from work in order to seek treatment. He had been exposed to a blast in Iraq that killed another Marine and injured another. There are some lifelong implications for him that showed up later in life. And so he took some time away from work to address those.
All right, hang on just a second. Emily Fertitta, former FBI agent, and her husband Val, who currently is in the Bureau, blowing the whistle on what's going on inside the National Security Division of the Bureau. And up next, we'll see if Cash Patel or Dan Bongino are going to make any difference in the Bureau.
843, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Late slowing down through Howard County towards Maple Lawn, and the wreck is southbound 29. It's very close to the Patuxent River Bridge and going down towards 198 in Burtonsville. The backup is from there all the way back beyond the ramps here at Route 216. So 216 is taking a lot of traffic over to 95. 95 is busy from Route 32 down through 216 towards 198. So this is all because of this wreck that may be down to just a single lane still on 29 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBX.
And today, partly cloudy, chance of an afternoon passing shower and 60 right now, 41 on mostly cloudy in the city. It's a 42 in Towson. On the line with us is former FBI agent Emily Fertitta. Her husband, currently in the Bureau, still in the Bureau, is also an FBI agent. And there is a lawsuit, as we just heard, that has been filed back in 2022. Can't believe it's now 2025. This thing has not been heard. But so what are you asking listeners and others to do? I know you've got the Better For Us All YouTube channel. What can our listeners, how can they help? What are you asking us to do?
So, correct. We do have the Better For Us All YouTube channel, and on there we have some videos that inform people of some of the unique conditions that FBI employees face. Because I want people to understand that FBI employees are some of the least protected federal servants. And this situation allows FBI leaders to weaponize the system and silence them. So an FBI employee, a lying agent, sees something that's wrong, they don't have protections to speak up and say when something is wrong. So it's important for people to let their representatives know that this is an issue that they're concerned about. We're hopeful that Attorney General Bondi and Director Patel will implement meaningful reforms to prevent future occurrences of what we've seen happen to recent FBI whistleblowers. It's a fix that must be applied by the force of law.
So the problem is the seventh floor of the Bureau, as I understand it, that, again, they've used the National Security Division to conceal misconduct, to make sure whistleblowers don't see the light of day. And I've heard from other FBI agents who are no longer with the Bureau that they yank your security clearance as punishment so you can't effectively work. They can control where you
do a damn thing.
They can control where you go within the country. They can make life miserable for you. Is that right, Emily?
Yes, and that's their goal. If they yank your top secret security clearance or even put it on hold or in suspension, you as a special agent aren't able to work. You're unable to collect a paycheck. We signed something that say, you know, we can't have outside employment, so you are unable to financially provide for your family. So it's a great way to control people, to keep them in line. And what happened to me, despite the lawsuit being between Val and the FBI chose to use me to intimidate him to try and have him drop his lawsuit. So I was ordered by an FBI headquarters official to Patriot Plaza to attend a three-day, eight-hour-day marathon interrogation where my husband would be the subject of the interrogation.
Is it unusual for, because I'm not being familiar with it, for active reserve Marine to be in the Bureau at the same time?
Up until 2008, the FBI did not allow reservists to serve in the FBI. You had to give up your military service, which was a violation of law. And also, interestingly for FBI, it is not subject to full USERRA.
Well, that's the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. The FBI is not subject to that. So if a service member, disabled veteran, reservist, has an issue within the FBI because of their
standing, they don't have recourse to address those issues.
Do you have any recourse, if I might ask, either through official or unofficial routes, to go directly to the top, now that you have a very different set of individuals with Cash Patel and Dan Bongino at the top, and say, I mean, please hear my case?
That is certainly something that we will be doing. We'll be reaching out to them, and we have hope that, you know, we know that there have been great calls for change, and we have hope for that.
And look, I don't want to get partisan in this thing, because this is, you know, they're agents who serve in all parties. But your congressional delegation in Virginia are largely Democrats. And did you get any help from them? And did any member of Congress help you?
We have been stationed in Virginia since 2022, and Kane and Warner, our senators, wouldn't even meet with us or respond to requests for assistance. Representative Jim Jordan's staff has been the most helpful of any official. We've never lived in Ohio yet, but he's been amazing. His staff has been amazing.
That's amazing.
That is.
It's appalling, actually, you have to go through this.
Do you have a court date for Val yet?
It is currently up in the air. It was supposed to be May 2025, but due to national security, there's a couple more hearings that have to be fought before we can actually have our trial. So maybe next year?
Yeah, they're just trying to, wait you out.
That long.
Yeah.
That's the point. They bleed you financially, and most people don't pursue this path because they know that you'll be hurt.
It's un-American. It really is.
Well,
it's un-American.
It's an attempt to screw
And I think it's unconstitutional
up.
As well. Emily Fertitta and Valentine Fertitta served our nation with great honor and pride and service, and they deserve better. So where do our listeners go, social media or any other YouTube channels? Where can they go to get more information, and how can they help?
Better for Us YouTube channel has more information there, and then we do have a Better for Us All X account as well.
All right. Emily, best wishes to you and Val, and keep us in touch. Let us know how it's going.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's our
Appreciate
pleasure.
It. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Emily Fertitta and her husband, Val. They both went to school. She went to Goucher, and he went to Towson. It's shame. It's really shameful what's happened to them. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now, it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The Rob Carson Show.
USAID is one of the organizations that funded the BLM riots that killed 30 people and caused $2 billion in damage. They used George Floyd's death, not murder, to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And oh, Thor's hammer is coming down. God's hammer is coming down. Justice is coming for the people who did this to us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
Right, to 29. Thank you, sir. 29 is still the delay going south through Maple Lawn in Howard County. After 216, the wreck is down near the Patuxent River and going south right now. Only one lane was open, so we still had a backup that went back beyond 216. We've seen traffic taking 216 to 95 and then 95 south to 198. So there's some extra heavy traffic as well on 95 after Route 32 and down through that area. Looks like they're still trying to get that other lane open on 29 south. So all that backup is still there, slowing, but we're making a little progress now going into both the harbor tunnels, but the backups do remain. Beltway is still slow in Parkville, through Pikesville, and down the west side. JFX at last check was okay coming south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Weather Channel says another mild day. This is what we call a Kim Klasick front.
Yeah.
It is going to be a chance of passing shower, but a high of 60 today, tomorrow, and maybe 62 by Thursday. Kim, you're really excited about this latest development.
I am. That passing shower. It's got nothing. I don't care about you.
What's coming up on the show this morning?
All right. Well, first I got to tell you guys, I finally did it. I did shoot my shot on X this morning. I was going to say Twitter. I told Elon Musk, look, out of 13 kids, the fact that you don't have a mixed one is a problem.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I donated my womb.
That's nice. Yes.
I did. I said, look, it'll be a guaranteed athlete and a genius. And people on X are laughing because it is obviously a joke. I put in parentheses there. It's a joke, but it's been a really fun morning.
Would
X.
you mail it to him? Or I mean, how does that work?
You know, since he doesn't really care to see them, I just...
Yeah.
I think he's probably a little bit cautious because apparently he got trolled by the last one.
I know. I thought, wait, can we catch a billionaire just by trolling on Twitter?
Yeah.
All this time, I could have done that.
There was guys out there.
You know what?
She said she went at Rocket Babies. So.
I know. I've been on Twitter since 2013, and nothing exciting has happened to me. So I did. I shoot my shot this morning, but it's fun. If anybody's on X, you can go on and laugh about it. Today we have two guests, believe it or not. We've got Delegate Mark Fisher. He'll be on at 9:35 a.m. To talk about, again, how HB 380 passed the House, and this is the condoms for kindergartners.
Right.
Yeah. So it did pass the House. I wonder if it's going to pass the Senate. And would Governor Wes Moore actually sign something like this into law? I mean, I've got questions at this point because I think this could also hurt the Democrat Party in a whole. Because there's a lot of people talking about this.
Yeah. He could, if it does pass the Senate, which we hope it doesn't, he could allow it to become law by not signing it.
Or he
could veto it, knowing that they have the votes already to override his veto.
Yeah.
Right.
That preserves him for a national run.
I would hope that he would at least veto.
If you were governor, how would you handle that situation?
I would go down to the floor and slap everybody that voted.
Okay. It's a pretty direct approach.
You know?
I like that.
Look, if I'm the executive,
that's kind of what they need, to tell you the truth.
Just go down and slap them.
Yeah, why not? And then at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio by Fitz. He is an advocate for taxpayers and an entrepreneur out of Montgomery County. And they are now talking about how these policies are affecting the extremely progressive individuals in the state. So I've been watching him a lot on X and following a lot of his videos. He's very impressive. I think you guys are going to be impressed.
Good.
But he's got this down, and he's getting a lot more people on his side in regards to just, you know, finally saying no to progressives altogether. And look, Montgomery County, that's where most of our progressives come from.
Right.
That are in, you know, the General Assembly.
That's where they come from.
Yeah.
Well, Montgomery. Yeah.
Wonders how that works.
In the state of Maryland.
They're hatched. They're hatched there?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And women trolling progressive billionaires on that.
That's exactly how it happens.
I learned so much hanging out with you guys.
There's no stork, Bruce. No, and of course, we're going to talk about the big announcements from Vivek Ramaswamy and all this chatter around Casey DeSantis as well.
Okay, very good. That's coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news with Kim.
All right, now you have two prospects for who's going to lead the Democrat Party next time around. You have this guy, for example.
We are fighting now against the oligarchs, Elon Musk and the others, who are essentially running the government, the richest people in the world. We're taking on Trump's movement toward authoritarianism, putting more and more power into his own hands, undermining the Congress, challenging the courts, not knowing what the Constitution is about. We are right now engaged in a major struggle to make sure that the Congress does not pass legislation which gives massive tax breaks to billionaires and then cuts Medicaid, education, and programs that working families desperately need.
I'm telling you, I think he's the guy. The energy, the enthusiasm. He's young.
Yeah.
He's focused.
New poll out, 36% of Democrats won Kamala. Yeah. And number two, undecided. Well, they have not learned their lessons.
They don't have Bernie's mittens, sorry.
Benny Steele has got your home sold. If you sign on the dotted line, you sign the contract, you agree to asking price and time frame, it's guaranteed. That's because Benny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realtor. And he can make that guarantee because tens of thousands of people, buyers, ready, willing, and able, are in his database. So they get to see your home before it hits the open market or the MLS. So that's why so many Marylanders and Pennsylvanians list with Vinny Steele. 410-709-7515. He's got all sorts of great programs, like the Trade in Your Home program, the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, and the Fix Your Upper program. So those are just a few of the many programs he will utilize to help sell your home. Just start with a simple phone call to talk to Vinny or one of his agents today. 410-709-7515. Tell them I told you to call. Kim is up next. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.